Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, several years ago, as you know, North Korea detonated a low-yield atomic bomb in an underground facility, in an underground test. They did that again Monday, as we mentioned yesterday. And they're doing this because the Stalinist regime is collapsing. It is run by the hereditary dictator, as all crime syndicates are, generally in history, just like the Queen of England runs the Commonwealth countries. And he is running that nation completely into the ground. Millions and millions have been starved to death and killed during the 50-plus year reign, it's almost 60-year reign, of these monsters. He and his father, he's preparing to pass it on to one of his little ne'er-do-well sons, pass on the keys to the seven-story pleasure palace, as it's called. He literally has Asian film stars kidnapped. He's had planes hijacked by his security services to bring him to North Korea because he must have a particular Japanese or South Korean film star. I mean, he is, well, you always see these James Bond-type villains and, you know, villains from history books and fables, fairy tales. Those are based on real personalities throughout history. In fact, the real McCoy, the bona fide, is always worse than what we can even fantasize about. So, it's just amazing. The real thing is worse than what any author can conjure up in their minds. I mean, who can conjure up Hitler having some of the assassins, people involved in the plot to try to kill him at the Wolf's Lair, hung with piano wire, and then he would watch it and have them follow him around with a film projector in the film. He would watch it every day for 9 months leading up to him committing suicide in his Berlin bunker. I mean, watching people being executed every day, getting off on it. I digress. It's kind of like tunnel vision, getting hypnotized by the target I'm covering. That happens to a lot of gunners in World War II, flying in with their aircraft, with their cannons and machine guns, firing at a train or a ship. They would kind of get target narcosis and fly right into it. But I mean, just this diminutive, goblin-like, potbelly, weak, effeminate demon, Kim Jong-il. And so you set the New World Order up against him, it makes the New World Order look good. But see, they're far worse because they're more refined and slick in the way they bring in their dehumanization and control. And they move slowly and they target the strong worldwide. They want to bring society down so they can more easily manage it and cull the population. They are light years more wicked than the uncontrolled psychopath Kim Jong-il of North Korea. But I digress. I was so busy covering other issues and big international films, covering my work yesterday, that I didn't spend enough time on this. And that shows that we all get focused on things that aren't as important as the big geopolitical movements that are taking place. North Korea threatens armed strike into armistice. They basically ended that. That's the headline up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's absolutely key. Kurt Nimmo also did a story at Infowars.com covering it. The Iranians have had their ships steam out to meet the U.S. forces. I mean, this is just getting more and more insane. Russia fears World War III. So does China. Those are the mainstream headlines.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got a big show lined up for you today. Could be one of the most important broadcasts we've ever done. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 27th day of May, 2009. Headline, State of War Between Two Koreas After Armistice Ended, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo article, North Korea Ends Armistice, Threatens to Attack South Korea, Defiant North Korea Fires Rockets, Blames U.S., Reuters, Russia Fears Korea Conflict Could Go Nuclear, Interfax, Reuters, North Korea threatens arms strike, ends the armistice, Bloomberg. This is out of South Korean news, the Yonhap News Agency. North Korea launches additional missiles into East Sea, official. Japan is threatening to attack them because North Korea shot missiles right over the nation and had intermediate range missiles land just miles off their coast in years past. By the way, Alaska was hit. In fact, I forgot to print this this morning. Will you guys search engine North Korean missile hits Alaska? I want to pull up the exact year. I think it was 2000. Was it 2001? That was actually in Reuters, but never got any other news. It was a dummy ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. Didn't have a MIRV package. It had a single warhead casing without the warhead. Was a test, a drill, broke up in the atmosphere on reentry and rained down on the frozen tundra of Alaska. Iran sends warships to Gulf of Aden, saying openly this: they're preparing an attack to engage Israeli and U.S. NATO forces. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is the exact type of jockeying you see right before a major war starts. And what did the RAND Corporation say 5 months ago? And Paul Watson wrote about this. It's in his new article at PrisonPlanet.com titled State of War Between Two Koreas After Armistice Ended. They said, we need something bigger than the Iran situation, bigger than Iraq, bigger than Afghanistan to bring in the New World Order. And what RAND generally calls for ends up being at least looked at or being carried out in many cases. Big, you know, top think tank to the CFR, to the Trilateral Commission, to the Bilderberg Group, and the different interlocking directorates and steering committees. And they said a conflict in Asia would be desirable between China, Korea, South Korea. And ladies and gentlemen, the globalists mean business. They need a war as a political distraction to say, look, Americans, look, English, look, Europeans, look, South Koreans, look, Chinese, look, Japanese, everybody. And tyranny is descending everywhere. Japan, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, everywhere it's descending. All governments use the threat of terror as a pretext to control. And it's in the cards. I keep telling you for months, staged flu outbreaks. What did I say in that March 5th show? I came on air and I said, this is the third time I have gone on air and warned people in my time on air over the years and specifically said, this is a highest level alert from my perspective and my research. I did it once, 2 months before 9/11. And months before that, I led up to that point of giving out the White House phone number and telling them, do not attack the World Trade Centers and blame it on your CIA asset Osama bin Laden and then move into Iraq, Afghanistan to encircle Iran. I did it in the run-up to the 2006 elections. I said, I believe they're about to launch an attack. Cheney was saying, we're about to be hit. We will be hit. We're going to have martial law when it happens. I could see all the preparatory phase going on in the media, in the build-up to them staging something as they get the public ready to hand over their rights, kind of like Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drills. And that's just one way I gauge it, but that's, you know, one of the main things I factor in. And then I put out the alert March 5th, and I said, here are the cards in the New World Order's fist. Flu scare as a smokescreen for setting up the martial law control grid. And I said, it may be hot, it may be cold. It may be real, or it may just be hyped to drill and prepare everybody for a future release. And if they go with that, they'll then hype that in the next 6 months, they think the big one's coming. Exactly that happened. I'm on record. That's what happens when all you do is research this from a historical perspective. And I only say that so people pay attention to me. This isn't a game. Now, that said, I said in their fist is the flu card. If they play the flu card, that means they're preparing to play the total economic collapse card. You think things are bad? I mean, you know, an accelerated collapse with massive bankruptcy, shutdowns, the media destroying confidence by design, while then adding a icing of acting like they're trying to fix confidence. So they put out a double message, 80% bad news, 20% good news. That's the psychological algorithm that I've picked up on the enemy transmission. So we've got that going on. Now, it's important to understand that they play the flu card as a test balloon. And I'm on record saying that's probably what they do. Then if they played that and it wasn't successful, they would probably back off or go with another plan. But it overall was somewhat successful, almost a draw, but leaning, I'd say, 51% in their favor. The hysteria worked. It didn't work long, but still that's a good smokescreen or cover for a martial law hot takeover, not the cold incremental takeover we're seeing is starting to get a little bit warmer and starting to bubble at the bottom of the pan here towards a full boil if it continues to accelerate. So you got that first card of flu. Then I said that will then accelerate the economic implosion by design. And then I said expect C in conjunction. This is how world wars start. It's how the globalists operate. They stage the last two on record, British Empire blueprints, what's being used, but it's a hybrid of the European Union, British Empire, and the United States, and Israel, that if they go with that blueprint, it will then be simultaneous theater wars popping up in different regions of the planet. You have massive escalation of crises in the Middle East. You notice the suicide bombings and attacks are escalating again in Iraq. They're coming to a head in Afghanistan. Everything's coming to a head in Pakistan. North Korea now has broken the armistice, saying the West is breaking it. There has been massive military buildup and drills going on around them. But that's how the globalists give you a Hobson's choice. You're not for North Korea, complete evil, total psychopath. I mean, this is not hype. This is the real McCoy. This is the King Rat, the Crimson King of his little Dark Ages slave pit, exercising raw power, a 1984 state, versus the Panopticon, Brave New World, white lab-coated art form of the mind control state, with the overlay of entertainment and sex and partying and drugs, with the police state running through it and genetic engineers and human genomes. See, it's the overarching winning model, as right before he died, Aldous Huxley reported. You know, when he went public and said, look, this book is really what the eugenicists are planning. This is really nonfiction. This is what they're planning by the year 2000. As you see, they're a few years behind, but moving ahead. He said, this is the dominant structure. The elite created the 1984 structure, the more ancient form of tyranny, in parallel with the Brave New World technocracy, pharmacological system, and that they are fusing the two into an amalgamation, but the dominant overriding flavor is the Brave New World. That is the great hovering destructor. It is the final revolution. It is the final tyranny, because unlike a North Korea that finally collapses because of the delusional, arrogant, power-tripping megalomaniacs, things always collapse, but not a scientific dictatorship. They believe it will just continue to refine itself. So what's the greater threat, the scientific dictatorship or the thugs and the inner parties all intermarried with some little demonic goblin running it all? I mean, it's certainly bad for the people of his nation, but one day it will collapse and probably never recover for centuries because the culture is so destroyed and so authoritarian and so controlled. But it can't invade its neighbors now. It can only threaten people. It is a husk of what it was. So there you see the two different systems versus liberty and freedom and renaissance and awakening and the acceleration of knowledge and a love of the human spirit and a love of the human mind and a dynamic construction of the next wave of humanity into the stars. That both systems, the Brave New World and the 1984, are deathly afraid of the 1776 signature wavelength frequency, also known as soul. It is the two diametrically opposed, liberty and freedom versus bondage. And bondage has 1,000 flavors, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty, freedom, only has one bona fide. And if you know what it is, it burns in your heart like a powerful torch that is able to then set fires in the minds of other men and women in the great cause. I'll break down the latest on what's happening with North Korea. Very, very serious. I was planning to take my children fishing. Every time I'm about to take a day off or something and have Burma sit in, some disaster starts unraveling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back and go over all of this and also take your phone calls and cover a host of other issues. Stay with us.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
I am hoping, I am praying that North Korea's nuclear test Monday, firing quite a few high-powered missiles into the ocean right off the coast of Japan in the last 48 hours, is only Kim Jong-il trying to get concessions because he looks like he's on death's doorstep. He was gone out of the sight for over a year, and then when they trotted him out to sit at a table, he looks like he has cancer or something. I've seen that cancer look. Very, very skinny now. No more raping women, I guess, in his spare time and drinking bottles of $2,000 wine while the population literally starves to death. And Vanity Fair had reporters there a few years ago when Madeleine Albright was Secretary of State under Clinton, and they described how they, in the main city center, they were selling human flesh at little stands. And how Madeleine Albright loved the tyranny and was clapping and just really enjoying everything that was happening when they had all the, those big parades with all the human gymnastics that Nazi regimes and Soviet-style regimes love so much. You know, seeing all the little slaves do little worker bee dances, all in unison under the control of the soldiers with machine guns. See, that's why when we see soldiers with machine guns in the United States and billboards up about how the government's watching you for your safety and tattletale squads with our children, it's why we get so upset, because every time that happens, every stinking time, the criminal class starts taking the middle class's land and property and time, and the people become slaves, and everybody becomes slaves but a tiny elite. And it's happened here. There's just still a history of liberty and freedom, and so we're still just ignoring the globalist threats and all their dirty tricks and all the things they're doing and all the bills they've got introduced to take over the web and end free speech. It's all happening. We are becoming North Korea, and I get these emails going, you need to support the military and the police. You don't need to criticize them. Yeah, I guess if I lived in North Korea, too, with all their billboards up about support the military and police, their religion is worshiping them over here. And it's the religion worshiping them over there. That's not the American way. They're servants in the community, held to a higher standard, not held to a lower standard of how they behave. And any time government becomes God, you have tyranny and misery and enslavement. And that is now what is happening all over the free world. Classical tyranny is here. You know, I guess I'm anti-government. I guess I'm extremist because I don't like Kim Jong-il in North Korea. I guess I'm anti-police and military because I don't like the North Korean military and police that have killed millions and millions of their own people and are degenerate parasites stomping on the human face and spirit forever. Now do you see how ridiculous it looks when people get criticized for criticizing the out-of-control police in this country who've been encouraged by the criminal, illegitimate central government to become thugs? And all the police training videos I've seen shot by them where they brag and have celebrations and watch news videos of them shooting innocent women in the face with rubber bullets for no reason, and they sit around laughing. It's not funny. The North Koreans sit around and laugh about what they do to their people. You have been infected with a spirit of thuggery. You have had your soul torn out of you, and you better hope you catch it before it walks out the door. I'm your best friend. If you don't recognize tyranny for what it is and what the surveillance cameras and the thumb scanners to buy and sell going in everywhere are, and if you don't recognize what the vaccine companies are and what CPS is, because look, the threat isn't North Korea, some scumbag with a few nukes. The threat is how they'll use his scumbaggery to make them look good to launch their police state against us. And I'm hoping that this, that they somehow just buy this guy off for a while, but they've been refusing to give him food, refusing to give him oil, so he can then sell it to another country and buy more liquor for himself and more diamonds and rubies and gold crowns and toy sets. And the kid's a little, he's like a little kid. This is a dictator's spoiled brat kid about to pass it on to his kid. And in the old days, this would go on for hundreds of years, and they would wear crowns and would be worshipped. And then we'd go, oh, don't talk bad about the king. Oh, my gosh, we get to hang out with royalty. That's why I hate Queen Elizabeth II. That's all they are, is the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids of Kim Jong-il. It's the same stuff. All this royalty and bloodlines and then eugenics that they push to rationalize all the horrible things they do. You are the malfunctioning degenerates. You're the people that need to be culled, elite, not the common folk.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Johnny, go, 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 go,
Johnny, be good.
Johnny, be good, baby.
He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack, go sit beneath the tree by the railroad track. Oh, the engineer was playing, sitting in the shade, strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. The people passing by, they would stop and say, oh, my.
All right, let's get into the serious news and your phone calls. Chris, Cal, Robert, Sean, many others. 1-800-259-9231. And coming up in a few minutes, I got a call this morning. They've been calling me for days by the C-Think guys that made that New World Order film that premiered last night. It's getting an absolutely huge response. Most downloaded film ever from IFC's On Demand. Huge ratings for IFC. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about the film. But I really can't sit here talking about that film while World War III could be unfolding. But I'll just say this now, and then maybe we'll get Andrew on at the end of the show if he's able to do it. I understand that Andrew and the guys at C-Think could have made us look a lot worse in this film. And I understand the media and how it works. And I don't put on an affected stance of being a genius or having all the answers or being, you know, slick. I just roll my sleeves up and take on the New World Order toe-to-toe, and my job is to wake people up and get them to think for themselves, not to necessarily think what I think, but just to wake up that there's a wider world out there and there are elites that don't have your best interest in heart. And history shows that it's a fact. But before I finish up with North Korea and then take your calls, I just want to say this. You know, I said I thought it was the most fair film made to date by mainstream media, and there have been quite a few made about myself and others like us. And there are a few kooky, weird people in there. You know, one guy thinks he has a microchip in his brain. And, you know, for the unwashed masses out there that have never taken on the New World Order and never been followed by Secret Service and never been arrested, they could watch it and think, oh, my God, this guy's at a hotel thinking people are following him. He's crazy. But only a delusional person would think that because Bilderberg Group's on record. But you forget how ignorant the public is. And, you know, I was talking to Andrew this morning, and he said, look, I never even made this point to you, but there were people we didn't put in this film who savagely attacked you and many other people in the Patriot movement, and that's our reason for not, and who had disgust for people in the United States and the Patriot movement, and it was just very painful to see. And there were also people we didn't put in the film who literally were knocking our door down, saying you would put microchips in their brains and things. If we wanted to make you guys look like kooks, it would have been easy. And you know what? I know that's true because we're not the sequestered, mainstream, controlled corporate media where you've got four big networks and everything is controlled tightly and the CIA and Defense Department admittedly have officers inside of each installation controlling the information. That's on record. Congress admits it. And tens of billions spent a year for fake news and buying reporters. Slick teleprompters, slick backgrounds, people in suits, arrogant people up there projecting an air of infallibility and of gravity and of authoritativeness. That's what goes on. And he said, you know, IFC supported him, didn't tell him what to make or what to do. And I've had some experience with IFC and have found that that is the case. They're one of the few independent outfits out there. And he said, you know, he went on to say, if we want to do a hit piece, pal, it would have been easy. He started listing to me the stuff they have on tape. And I'm not going to say a lot more because, you know, most of it's off the record, but it's could be very destructive to certain arrogant individuals out there. I'll just leave it at that. And I'm just glad I'm taking the high road in all this because people get crazy when films are made about them. Now, this is theatrical release across the country the next few months. It's in theaters in New York and L.A. and places right now. But see, I've been in movies before. I've been in Waking Life that was in theaters, you know, 500-something theaters across the country. Scanner Darkly opened in 2,000 theaters. I mean, I'm in a movie with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder in scenes with them. Woody Harrelson, others. And I realize it's not a big deal. Now, I thought it was a big deal till I was in those movies. They just fell in my lap because of Tommy Pallotta and Rick Linkletter. And I think I did a pretty good job in both those films. People say that's some of their favorite scenes in both. It's written up by the critics saying that. But it doesn't matter. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about my children and war breaking out and Russia and China being sucked into a theater conflict in Asia and nukes in Pakistan and Israel saying they may hit Iran any day now. You know, that's what I'm thinking about. And I'm almost ashamed that I'm on air talking about a movie I'm in that's in movie theaters and on national television. I mean, that's really shameful that I even care. But millions of people out there are watching it now, and they care, so they're asking me about it. And so that's why I said, look, it's overall it's a positive film. Overall, it's the fairest thing I've seen. Because I know that we're not some centralized media. We're the American people. The alternative media is a billion flavors across the planet. It's anybody with a blog, anybody with an email, anybody with a website, and there is every flavor as there is every color and type and size of fish in the sea. And so, of course, the media, anytime they want, can descend down into the ranks of the questioning public and all the different questions we ask, and they can find crazy-looking black people, crazy-looking white people, crazy-looking Hispanics. They can find people that think aliens run the planet. They can find people that are just rabidly hating Jews and it's a religion, or hating Catholics. They can find whatever they want. And I'm telling you, I know what the alternative media is and what the American people are. Our whole society has fallen. We're trying to pull out of it. And I'll tell you, overall, it's a positive film. And I go back and forth as I get hit by the New York Times and Variety and the LA Times and all these other major articles, Bloomberg, that are savage hit pieces. And I start getting upset about it because I read Bloomberg implying the film says I'm basically a schizophrenic who's at a hotel imagining fire alarms and imagining I'm being followed. And that's insulting to my intelligence. That is such a fraud, such a lie, that some of my anger then bleeds over into the filmmakers themselves. So, I mean, it's a very thought-provoking film. It's a very important film because it makes us question ourselves and the establishment. And I think these guys are really great filmmakers because I think about the film. And folks, I've been in a lot of other films, and I don't even think about them. I don't even care. There have been huge History Channel hit pieces, you name it, hit pieces in Japan, hit pieces in Germany, hit pieces in England, probably 15 or so in England. And I don't even care about those films. I'll tell you the truth. I've watched John Ronson's film about me once, and it was a 5-part series, and I didn't even watch the other parts I'm in. I mean, I watched the one part that was only about me, and then I was in the other parts and didn't even watch them, didn't even care. I said, I've seen this one. I don't even watch myself on television. And so that's important to understand, that I do think about this film. I do, because it challenges. And I think these guys have done a pretty good job. And, you know, people can say, well, first you liked it, then you're saying it's somewhat of a hit piece. We are our own hit piece. And it's easy for people up on their high horse out there to criticize those of us in the arena taking action. Those of us that are out there, you know, engaging the New World Order. But overall, this is positive, and that's why the New York Times, that's why all these other publications, Bloomberg and others, have attacked the film, saying it's a horrible film and we're a bunch of kooks, is because they're scared of it. And they realize that the people are waking up and the people are finding out what's going on. The people are learning to differentiate between the kooks and the serious people that are out there asking serious questions. So I'm done talking about that. It's just all part of this process, this evolution of people awakening. Okay, that said, ladies and gentlemen, as I covered in the first 30 minutes, we're going to your calls in a moment. This is big news, and we can analyze all the geopolitical connections, but when you add the stance of the New World Order, the propaganda campaigns the New World Order is involved in, the things they've been staging, those cards they have of the staged flu, the staged economic implosion, their fear-mongering about Al-Qaeda nukes going off, Pakistan, Afghanistan, literally imploding into civil war with the West funding the Taliban and Al-Qaeda to carry out attacks to destabilize Pakistan and Afghanistan on record. I mean, that's even what the Pakistani president's saying. You try to tell the public, hey, Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. They just can't compute it. But it's true. It's so amazing that the West has operatives inside Iran staging terror attacks against their government to destabilize it. that Iran has been taking it and has been laying down and doing nothing provocative and not even really sending ships into their own waters that are just a few miles off their coast. But now they've launched missile cruisers deep into the Gulf in a menacing fashion. And then their admiral comes out and says, we're ready to engage you. And this on the heels of Israel coming out and blowing the war trumpets and saying, we're getting ready to hit Iran and hit them hard. And we're getting ready for tank wars. We're getting ready for tank wars. What on earth are they talking about? So all over the world, we see the makings of a World War I or a World War II. We see the battle lines being drawn. We see everything escalating into the stratosphere. We see the New World Order, what I call chaos, right out of the Get Smart. You can call it Spectre if you want, but that's the establishment throwing it in our face. These private corporate groups above government that control the Western intelligence agencies, and they play the nations off against each other to bring in bankruptcy and war and death and control with themselves at the top. I mean, you understand that a state of war between the two Koreas is now in effect after armistice ended, after 56 plus years? Do you understand that North Korea ends armistice, threatens to attack North Korea, and starts shooting off missiles into the sea off of South Korea and Japan? Do you understand Japan said yesterday they're getting ready to hit preemptively? And by the way, they have a right. North Korea is continually firing missiles over their nation, right off their coast. North Korea hit the United States. In fact, did you guys find that article about North Korea did the test missile? Thanks. I forgot the year. I wanted to give people the exact year. Yeah, this is Anchorage Daily News. Newspaper says North Korean missile pieces found in Alaska. Officials puzzled, say closest one splashed down hundreds of miles off coast of Alaska. Oh, they only fired off the coast, but no, they found the missile parts. I'll cover that. That was 2003. This is a country with nukes. Pakistan. Paul Watson did a great article on Monday about how the United States and England and Switzerland, with ABB board chairman at the time, Donald Rumsfeld, he's like the devil. He always appears at the scene of any great crime. Aspartame gets approved after it killed the monkeys they gave it to. He's the guy heading Searle up, and Monsanto gets it approved. He gets the Terminator seat approved. He gives Saddam the WMDs. He's the guy who, under Gerald Ford, starts the continuity of government martial law takeover plan for executive tyranny. I mean, it's Rumsfeld. It's Rumsfeld. He gives the nukes to Pakistan. He gives the nukes to North Korea. Rumsfeld, Rumsfeld. It's like, I mean, I could see Jesus up on the mountain and the devil appears in a poof of smoke to say, I'll give you all of this, and it's Rumsfeld. I mean, if you want to use the parable or analogy of the Sith Lord, Palpatine, it's Rumsfeld. I mean, this guy is at the scene of crimes going back 34 years. And I could list hundreds of them. It's everywhere. It's always Rumsfeld. He is a highest level super gopher for the very top elite. He is a henchman of the highest order. He is an imperial legate, probably of a greater order than Henry Kissinger. You can see him in those press conferences, his hand motions, his body language. I mean, he is a genius, and he is seething with dark gulfs of power. He wants death and destruction. He hates America. He hates freedom. And he gave the nukes to North Korea. He was involved giving the nukes to Pakistan. This guy is a monster. Paul Watson's coming up in about 15 after, because I want to go to your calls first. And then look at these other. Russia fears Korea conflict could go nuclear. Interfax. North Korea threatens armed strike, threatens to attack the South. World War III is on if this happens. Comprende. Comprende. It's kind of like I was going to take off one day to take my children fishing. I could do that a few times a year. And I had Burmese. He was going to sit in. He was in town at the time making a film. He now lives here. And he was going to be on that day. And I came walking in the office and I said, sorry, you're not on because 888 happened. That was an attempt to start World War III, where NATO, the United States, and Israel, on record, Israel brags on their own papers, launched a sneak attack on South Ossetia with special forces garroting and stabbing in the back and machine gunning Russian peacekeepers in their bases to try to start World War III. You see, you're starting to see the picture? From Central and Southern Europe into Central Asia into the Far East, war is being prepared. The world is being hurtled into World War III.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground.
When the man
comes around.
All right, you know, I apologize to Chris. I didn't notice our first caller was from South Korea holding. Let's take calls on this situation. I hope callers aren't calling in about chupacabras and stuff like that. We need to talk about serious issues here. Chris in South Korea, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, great. Thanks. Well, I just wanted to give some people a little bit of background information quickly about South Korea so you can get an idea of what this place is like, and then just get into the nuclear thing, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, first of all, South Korea is not really that benevolent. In fact, I'd say you said earlier that you think America is becoming like North Korea. More likely, it's becoming like the South, which I think is probably a very soft kind of tyranny or fascism here. And, for example, like they force elementary school kids to brush their teeth with pure fluoride every day. So these people are pretty much in control, right?
Oh, yeah. I know they believe in eugenics and highly sequestered groups, and that it's not really the free society they talk about, and they're constantly having quiet military coups. I understand that because that's the history of that nation when it was one country. But, I mean, you obviously live over there, so you can tell us about it. My point is, when you talk about the North, though, I mean, this is the quintessential lunatic evil, and having that evil has allowed great evil to spring up in the South because there's always the pretext of, oh, we face that great evil. See, evils need each other to play themselves off against the middle, which is free humanity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So let me just, like, there's a lot that's been happening in the South right now, and I just want to tell everybody.
There have been big military buildups. I know the North was legitimately worried they were about to get hit.
But what happened recently is there was a popular ex-president, and he's been under pressure for a couple of months. They were investigating him for corruption. And then he, for some reason, magically committed suicide and by jumping off a mountain. And it was pretty obvious that he was murdered. Like, both of his arms were broken, and he had massive head trauma, but everything else, they didn't even find any blood at the scene. And it's just, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And the entire media is being controlled by the government here. It's open. It's controlled by the government. So there's been all this speculation that he was murdered, and it's created this incredible kind of left-right division in South Korea. And then the government came out and said, well, he might have been murdered, and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know why the government media would say that. But anyway, everybody is just whipped up over this guy's apparent suicide. Nobody even knows that North Korea broke the armistice. And secondly, tomorrow and Friday, the 29th, were the scheduled nuclear disaster drills with the military here. And the 29th is actually this guy's funeral in the middle of Seoul. And there's going to be thousands and thousands of people there, just thousands of people on the 29th, the last day of this drill.
Stay there. I want to hear more from you, Chris. Then we'll go to Chris in Virginia, Cal in Florida, Robert in Texas, Sean in Minnesota, Dion in Michigan, Chris in Virginia. Paul Watson will join us 20 after with his detailed report about who really armed North Korea and a lot more. Folks, this is incredible what we're seeing unfold, and look how it's coming out of nowhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, taking your phone calls. If you just joined us, defiant North Korea has fired more rockets into the sea off the coast of Japan. They've broken the 56-year armistice. Now a state of war exists again. No one seems to understand what that means, but that is in Reuters and Associated Press. Key articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Iran sends warships to the Gulf of Aden Navy. Reuters, Iran has sent six warships international waters, including the Gulf of Aden, to show its ability to confront any foreign threats, its naval commander said 2 days ago. Admiral Sayari, quoted by the ISNA news agency, made the announcement 5 days after Iran said it test-fired a surface-to-surface missile with a range of 2,000 kilometers, putting Israel and the U.S. bases in the area within reach. Folks, everything is accelerating. Iran with Israel. Israel's saying they're getting ready to hit. Netanyahu came out 2 days ago and said, I don't care what the White House says. We're getting ready to hit them. Israel said they're ready for ground invasions, quote, conventional war. I got stacks of this. Folks, this is off the charts. This is really getting bad. And you know, I hope this is just saber-rattling and it subsides. But all the geopolitical preparations, the economic collapse going along with this, historically, this has the makings of a typhoon in the parallel of storms. This is already a bad tropical depression with 100-mile-an-hour winds. This sucker looks like it's going to get cooking up to 200, 300 miles an hour. I hope that's not the case. Okay, but you got to look out the window and see the tornadoes coming at you. This isn't pretty. I mean, a state of war now exists between North and South Korea. And talking to Chris in South Korea, what are you in the military? Are you a school teacher? What are you doing over there?
School teacher, actually.
Yeah, that's
but usually I'm just kind of hanging in here because I fell in love with a Korean girl. So
hey, hey, great stuff. So, so wait, you teach English over there?
Yep.
Okay, so tell me, you're saying it's not even big news there that the war is back on, at least on paper?
No. Well, people are really swept up with the suicide or murder of their former ex-president, who's like equivalent to the Jimmy Carter of South Korea. So this happened on Saturday, actually. His name
I saw that.
R-O-H. So.
Well, I bet North Korea, as evil as they are, they know that the South politically may use a new war as a political diversion. Look, if politicians are all about to go to jail, and for those that don't know, South Korea has politicians going to prison all the time, including presidents, because it's so corrupt, and that's how they fight with each other, they will start wars just to save themselves politically, won't they?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, chances are they killed this guy, too, because it ended all the corruption investigations for him. So,
of course.
I mean, that's what everybody's focused on. But another big thing about this, too, is, like I said, there's going to be thousands of people in Seoul on Friday, and that's the last day of the nuclear disaster drill with the Army. And I was also reading that apparently Obama's sending some special envoy over to this guy's funeral. Now, like, the guy was impeached, so why he would send somebody over for this guy's funeral, I have no idea. Like, I just wanted to say, like, if something happens here, it's not going to be the North. I'm positive it's going to be the South. It's going to be the U.S. It's going to be like 9/11 if something happens here. Because it's all.
And you think the North is evil knows evil, and this is certainly a possibility. You think the North figures that's happening, so they're going ahead and saber rattling, kind of like a dog cornered, growling, saying "back off."
Yeah, because the South is actually being pretty aggressive towards them. Like the North, a couple of months ago,
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of this, but I want folks to hear it from somebody in South Korea. And we're not saying that goblin Kim Jong-il was good.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, I know we got a lot of great callers holding here. I'm going to get to you, but we got a caller from South Korea. Get a lot of calls from there, a lot of military and university people over there. That's why I guess Chris was a teacher. Every time I get a call from South Korea, I say, what are you? I'm a school teacher teaching English, or I'm in the military, or I'm a contractor. And I've had family that's been over there off and on. And, you know, they say the South is really nice folks, really hardworking people, but it is an ancient culture. It is a police state with kind of a velvet glove over the iron fist. And the South has used the North as a pretext to engage in a lot of corruption. And the North is just off the chart evil. I mean, there is no doubt. It is like something out of a dystopic science fiction movie, you know, of like an evil planet run by, the vicious dwarf son of the previous dictator who's now creating a hereditary dynasty. That's why I hate kings and queens. That's what it is. It's disgusting. It's so sick when you see royals all over TV being worshipped. It's disgusting. It's Kim Jong-il worship. All right, Chris, finish up your points. You say they've got a nuclear attack drill scheduled for months coming up this week. I actually saw that in the news. Lots of military drills menacing the North, which is asking for it. No detente from the West. You know, they give them nukes, build them up, and then now are ready to have war with them. Same thing with Pakistan. While they use Al-Qaeda and Taliban to menace the central government, and their own president's on record saying Taliban and Al-Qaeda works for you, you're destabilizing us, you killed Bhutto. I mean, this is really happening. The New World Order is going down the line with Iran, with the Middle East, with Iraq, with Georgia and South Ossetia and Russia and Ukraine and Poland and between China and India and Pakistan and with South and North Korea. And they are just stirring Africa. The globalists are stirring stuff up. This does not look good, ladies and gentlemen. This looks like when they start world wars. This is how the globalists do it. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do it because, you know, they've got us on the verge of world war a couple other times. But this is, we're probably in the next few years going to go ahead and have World War III, folks. And then people won't say, oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. It's not fearmongering. It's reality. They're the North has declared war. They say the armistice, the truce is off. We're back to war. That has been done. That is Reuters. That is AP. They're firing missiles off the coast of Japan. The vice president, the former president, as you just heard, killed himself supposedly. This is getting crazy. And you add to that everything else that's been going on. All this martial law stuff was about drills. So when the globalists start World War III, they can lock America down and get away with their geopolitical operations. All right, I'm going to go to Watson in the next segment. Let's go to Chris in South Korea. Chris, finish up your point. I got to go to others.
I'll try to make it quick. The saber rattling isn't coming out of nowhere, actually, because the stealth for the past several months has actually been, the North keeps catching southern spies up there trying to assassinate Kim Jong-il or running a spy ring or something like that. The South has been continually actually provoking the North. So it's not coming out of nowhere. And secondly, if something happens here and there's a nuclear explosion, it doesn't match with the North's rhetoric. Because the North wants to reunify and take over the peninsula. They want to shoot Japan with a missile. It wouldn't make any sense if a nuclear bomb goes off in South Korea. So, like,
yeah, but the North Koreans are trying to menace everybody. They do routinely fire missiles right off the coast of Japan. I mean, what about Japan coming out Monday, officially in their parliament, in their diet, saying we may go ahead and hit North Korea? I mean, this is getting crazy. And everybody knows Japan. Everybody knows Japan has a secret nuke arsenal, just like Israel.
Oh, yeah. I'm scared out of my mind here. Really.
But yeah, I don't think for a minute, and this has been confirmed even in mainstream media, Japan, remember all the times they have nuclear explosions, you know, reactor meltdowns, and there'll be, all these samurai types running out in their suits, you know, in their hand mixing the uranium and plutonium. I mean, they've got so many nukes, it'll make your head spin. And this whole thing is just descending into insanity very quickly.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy. Sure. Yeah, folks, do you think the Japanese really don't have nukes? I remember in 1999, they bought the biggest one-time shipment of uranium and plutonium ever purchased. They bought, I forget the exact headline. Will you guys Google this and print it for me? Because I want to get it exact. Japan buys uranium plutonium from EU. And I want to say it was enough to run 10,000 reactors for 1,000 years or something. And it was all weapons grade. And then all these countries didn't want the triple hull tanker full of uranium and plutonium coming within thousands of miles of their nations. There were all those protests. That was delivered into Japan in 1999. And those assembly lines are just rolling nukes off and nuke-delivering missiles. If you think U.S.-made cruise missiles will shoot down your chimney, can you imagine a Japanese-made one? Well, those people in those factories, those secret labs, working themselves to death for the emperor? God help us. Let's go to and Watson's coming up with a key report. Chris in Virginia, you're on the air. Chris hung up. Cal in Florida.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I had a really bad thought. If the New World Order wanted to get rid of all of us, couldn't they just release the swine flu and then put the cure for the swine flu inside the vaccination?
They've got to first drill everybody and prepare the police state and society with lots of weak soft kills to then train everybody that they're the saviors to make sure it's all done in an orderly fashion.
Yeah, but if they put the cure inside the vaccination, then people like you and me, we wouldn't take the vaccination. And there they go. They got rid of all the people who would oppose the New World Order. And
yeah, I thought about that. That point's been made.
Do you think it has any validity at this point? I mean,
you'll know very fast locally. You know, the media will put out this info at first, but if people taken the shot, the vaccine, are saved, then you'll know it's good. If they're not, you know it's a fraud. But here's the problem. They were vaccinating people in Mexico with old flu vaccine that had no resemblance to this virus mutation, you know, when that was happening. So it's for 7 years, they haven't guessed the right flu mutation with the vaccines. Major hospitals like the Mayo Clinic have come out in a 6-year study last week. We covered it last week, reporting that you're 2.9 times, almost 3 times more likely to end up in the hospital or die from flu if you've had the flu shot. I mean, it's an absolute fact. My mother never got sick, and she was doing triathlons like 10 years ago, and they were saying, oh, you ought to get a shot a month before to make sure you don't get the flu, because the triathlon's in the middle of flu season, and she took it and almost killed her. Everybody I know has almost been killed by a flu shot. I don't need the Mayo Clinic to tell me. If I thought flu shots were good, I'd be rolling my sleeve up.
Okay, that was my only point.
Hey, it's a very astute question. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Sean in Minnesota. Sean, go ahead.
Hey there. Good day to you, Alex. This is a bad time right now. I hope I'm wrong, but I can just smell a false flag operation coming soon. I wanted to get your perspective on something. About a month ago, a good friend of mine turned me on to a documentary called September Clues. Have you seen it by any chance?
September Clues. You know, it rings a bell.
It's a documentary about, it presents.
Oh, evidence. I remember it. It's about airplanes not flying into the towers.
Yeah, it presents evidence that possibly the mainstream media, emphasis on mainstream media. I'm not picking on all media in general, and certainly not the alternative, but it does present some compelling evidence that the mainstream media did.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know, they did fake newscast drills in the first Gulf War, and we have the video of that. And then, you know, they had fake news conferences with fake palm trees that they put on TV. And the Queen of England has been caught going to fake meetings in Africa, really on soundstage sets in England, you know, to meet with Africans because she doesn't want to get near them. But I have friends and family who saw at least one of the aircraft, and then I say that, and the TV fakery people say, no, you're an agent, shut up. So I've really seen a lot of unprofessionalism out of most of those people and a lot of craziness, and it has the hallmarks of a disinformation operation. Now, it looks like a plane didn't hit the Pentagon. The evidence, you have to look at the evidence, but with the towers, it's different. And but you know, that's it. People are allowed to have their views and their opinions. Let's go to Eddie in China. Eddie, are you an American in China?
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir. Tell us why you're in China.
I run an export company.
Okay, interesting. So you're over there. Give us your take on the whole Korean Peninsula situation.
Well, the thing is, on Chinese television, I don't want to talk too long. They've been showing a lot of anti-Japanese programming. They've had a special about the Nanjing thing. And it looks to me like they're going to use that. If anything happens in that situation, they're going to blame it on Japan.
So they're doing a lot of news coverage about Japan and the occupation of China?
Not only that, Alex, they're doing a lot of actually television shows about the occupation. There's actually one that's popular.
Yeah, whenever you see that, that's what I'm saying. I'm seeing war preparation in media everywhere. Stay there. Then we're going to Paul Watson on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Okay, Eddie and China finishing up with the saber rattling about China. Then Paul Watson with us for about 20 minutes, breaking down Q key points from his perspective at PrisonPlanet.com. Go ahead, Eddie.
Okay, so anyway, they'll show these shows, these dramas, the historical pieces, and then they'll show these new podcasts. They don't mention this. They just mention the Russians.
You know, unfortunately, your IP phone broke up. I'm going to let you go, Eddie, but call back in and we'll get you back on. Paul Watson, joining us from the United Kingdom, headline at PrisonPlanet.com, State of War Between Two Koreas After Armistice Ended. This is a big deal. And you add to this all the military forces moving around the globe from Eastern Europe through Central Asia, right into the Far East and the Korean Peninsula. This is serious business. Paul Watson.
Well, Alex, good to be back.
Good to have you here. Break down your take on what's happening right now, and then let's get into who really gave North Korea and Pakistan the nukes.
Well, as you just mentioned, North Korea is now repudiating the 1953 armistice, which was not a, it wasn't a peace treaty, it was just basically a ceasefire that ended the Korean War. And now they're saying that that is now not in effect, according to an official statement by the Korean Central News Agency. And they're also saying that any attempt to inspect North Korean vessels, which South Korea has said it will do with U.S. help, with the U.S. running the program, will be countered with, quote, prompt and strong military strikes. And we know that as soon as North Korea does anything against South Korea, then the U.S. is going to come to South Korea's aid. North Korea is allied with China, and just as during the Korean War, the Chinese military will support North Korea. And that will only be emphasized more so with the fact that U.S. troops, you know, if they're sent over there, will be right on the border with China, because China borders North Korea. So that's how serious.
Exactly. I hadn't even made that point that over a million Chinese troops were engaging the Marine Corps and Army and Air Force during the Korean conflict, as it was called. This is insane.
Right. So, I mean, the armistice in 1953 wasn't even signed by South Korea. It was signed by the U.S. and the United Nations. So, technically, North Korea and South Korea have always been in a state of war because they never signed a proper peace treaty. But that fragile ceasefire, that armistice, was still virtually in effect until today, when North Korea completely renounced it and basically declared that they're now in a state of war with South Korea. And if South Korea makes any movement whatsoever, then they're going to attack. Whether that's believable with what Kim Jong-il said in the past remains to be seen, but it's a very serious situation. Because if you remember, on the eve of the Iraq War in early 2003, when the threat of Saddam Hussein was being propagandized by the U.S. government in the media, the non-existent threat, as was soon to be revealed, Kim Jong-il was saying that he was going to, quote, destroy the world. And that was played down at the time by the media and by the U.S. government because they didn't want such obvious saber-rattling while they were trying to make the case that Iraq was the major threat, when Iraq was displaying fealty to everything that the U.S. and the United Nations was doing in terms of inspections. But now the same, we're hearing the same rhetoric by Kim Jong-il out in North Korea, not only by him, obviously by Japan as well, as you mentioned before, they're threatening to attack. But now it seems a lot more serious because of this second nuclear test. Now, what was interesting about the first nuclear test was that originally they claimed that North Korea didn't claim, but the Russians and others claimed that it was 50 megaton blast. It turned out to be one. And the latest one has turned out to be less powerful as well. It's only turned out to be about a quarter of what it was, the power that it was originally.
Exactly. Called. These are tiny A-bombs, if they're even that. They're probably just packing those tunnels full of a football field of TNT to register on the Richter scales, because they're not picking up uranium and plutonium.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats? Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We are breaking down the geopolitical angles to all of this and open phones throughout the broadcast today. Got one of the C-Think production guys that put out the New World Order film popping in for about 15 minutes at the end of the show today to give his comments on the incredible success of the film, but also the different sides that are attacking him. The left is attacking him, saying, how dare you make these people look so good? Some Ron Paul people are calling him, saying, hey, you did this as a hit piece against Ron Paul, the time to 9/11 truth. That's kind of the mainline Republican ninnies. Hey, now Michael Savage says the government stages terror attacks, and he's afraid Obama's going to do it. You guys are so stupid out there. And some of the other things that are going on. So that is coming up. And we're talking to Paul Watson. Paul, the world is a dangerous place. Governments killed conservatively, just the big governments, 200 plus million people last century. In fact, I show 200 million killed in Endgame and forgot to put what the Soviets did. I just messed up on the graph when I was telling the graphics guy. So it's 250 million at least. But let's just be conservative and say 200 million, because I did put the communist Chinese in there. I mean, government's the number one cause of death, unnatural death, and they're running around jockeying for global dominance and power. These people are bored. All the money, all the sex, all the... They're sick of it. They want war. They want power. This is the big game. You know, they call the most dangerous game hunting people, and you can still do that in Africa today. And it's been done, you know, by many ancient cultures. The Romans did it. The Babylonians did it. The Aztecs did it. Native Americans did it. Some of the tribes would capture other tribes and hunt them. Some of the Gaelic groups would do that. You know, the point is, humans do this. Well, the elite do it on a mass scale. And, I mean, Paul, looking at the RAND Corporation document, I know your article gets into that. Let's get into RAND Corporation wanting war from your angle, needing war, what they said, and it's all tied into this masterpiece you did, and Kurt Nemo's in a similar excellent piece that covers some of the other angles. State of war between two Koreas after armistice ended, PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, North Korea ends armistice, threatens to attack South Korea. That's InfoWars.com. Different perspectives, different angles, because there's so many different stratas of this story. Watson, let's get into the RAND Corporation situation, historically what this means. It looks like battle lines are being drawn globally, and then let's explain who's given the nukes to Pakistan, who's given the nukes to North Korea, and who's even given the nukes, U.S., England, and Israel, and Halliburton to Iran. I mean, this is incredible. Every time it's the same people. And the question is, why do these countries take, it's like all the old Westerns where the evil guys just shot the, you know, the little pan miners, you know, been out there panning some gold. And there's a lot of true stories that these Louis L'Amour books and things are based on. And they come up and shoot the old daddy panning for gold. And his 12-year-old gets up and starts throwing punches at the bad guys sent by the railroad to steal the claim. And then they throw a gun down at the kid's feet and say, pick up the gun, kid, pick it up. And the kid picks up the gun and they shoot him. Anyways, I'm ranting, Watson. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the RAND story was something we reported on in October last year. And it was a story that came out of the Chinese media, which is obviously state media. But there was no apparent motive to making the story up. And it said that the RAND Corporation had gone to the Pentagon and lobbied for a new war. They said they needed a new, bigger conflict. North Korea was mentioned, but it was ruled out because they said they needed something bigger. Now, obviously, North Korea on its own is a small country, but if you're talking about American troops on the border of China, then that's World War III, if it escalates. They also mentioned Japan, whether in the context they could attack Japan or set Japan up is unclear, but we know that Japan yesterday, their former defense minister, who's still in the ruling government, threatened, said Japan should basically abolish its pacifist constitution so they could attack North Korea with cruise missiles. So Japan could be involved in that way. But yeah, North Korea was mentioned by RAND, but it was apparently ruled out at the time. My only hope is that this doesn't escalate, because the impression, from what I understand, is that China treats North Korea in the sense of keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. So if that's the case, I would hope that China is prepared to sacrifice North Korea for the purpose of not escalating this into what could potentially be World War III. And from what I've read, Chinese military officials are talking to Russian and South Korean military officials on how they can defuse it. So hopefully that will be the case. But these things can escalate out of control. I mean, Pakistan and India were on the brink of nuclear war in 2002. The people don't understand how close that came to being a reality. So these things can escalate quickly. And the fact that I'm in China next week, obviously, because China borders North Korea, I hope that it doesn't escalate, but it'll certainly be an interesting 2 weeks in China if it does.
an interesting choice of vacation destinations. I think Switzerland was better last year when you went there, Paul. And closer to home. But yeah, I think you ought to cancel that trip if this continues to escalate. Maybe go take a few days off. Of course, you still write stories. You can't control yourself when you do take off 2 weeks a year for your holiday. I'm about to have to cancel my little two-day fishing trip. My wife and kids are already on their way out to a cabin, and I'm calling them up saying, I don't think I'll be there. We'll see what happens. And the point is, the reason I might as well stay here is that even if I leave town and Burmese is in here sitting in, I'll just be down the street on a landline calling in at a hotel room to the show. So one way or another, I'll be here the next 2 days. Watson, if you look at how World War One started with the assassination of the Crown Prince of the Austrian Hungarian Empire, if you look at how World War II started, if you look at how they prod and manipulate, they first build up enemies. The globalists built up Hitler and then went after him. They built up North Korea going after him, build up Pakistan, build up Iran. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. These bankers literally build the Soviets so they can be an enemy. The CIA funds Castro and then supposedly loses control of him. They do the same thing over and over and over again, and there's no doubt that they armed North Korea. There's no doubt they armed Pakistan. The Pakistani president goes on TV and says the West is controlling Taliban and Al-Qaeda to commit assassinations and destabilize the government. Only about a third, most of the populous cities, so it's the most of the population, but it's about a third of the geography. I've seen the maps of what Pakistan even controls today, and they're losing control of their nation, just like Russia lost control of Afghanistan to CIA-controlled operatives. And, we're not defending Pakistan or defending Russia. Facts are facts. And then our media has such contempt for the American people that they tell us Taliban and Al-Qaeda are with the Pakistani government. I mean, how asinine is that? And they clearly launched the attacks on India. And we had the former head of Pakistani intelligence, Hamid Ghul, on breaking that down. I mean, it's the same MO over and over. Clearly, looking at this picture, they're trying to make the entire world descend into regional conflicts, and then NATO and the United States will play the part of saviors. Your take on that, Watson, and then let's get into who gave them the nukes.
Well, that's right. It's called order out of chaos. And this is why the major international arms smugglers are always protected at every turn by the military-industrial complex of U.S. intelligence agencies. Namely, Dr. A.Q. Khan, the father of Pakistan's atom bomb, who admitted in 2004 that he was the leader of a worldwide arms smuggling network that passed on both information related to construction of nuclear weapons, and also he had several front companies that manufactured key parts for centrifuges, which operated out of Dubai. And of course, these front companies shipped these nuclear components to Iran, Libya, and North Korea. Now, I've posted on prisonplanet.com about 20 minutes ago an article first written in October 2006, because it's more relevant than ever today, written by Greg Palast, called How George Bush gave Crazy Kim the Bomb. And it discusses the fact that before 9/11, and the memo was released after 9/11 by Greg Palast via BBC Newsnight, top-level U.S. intelligence agent told Palast and gave him documents proving it, that the FBI were issued by higher-ups a, quote, back-off directive, not only to people connected with the 9/11 Patsy hijackers, so their movements couldn't be traced. And
W-199-I.
And also within W-199-I was an order to, quote, back-off Khan Labs, Pakistan, the bomb. That's a direct quote out of the memo. Khan Labs, Pakistan, the bomb. So here you have, shortly before 9/11, in 2001, the FBI being ordered to back off A.Q. Khan while he was conducting this illegal international arms smuggling operation and giving nuclear technology and nuclear secrets not only to Iran but also to North Korea. And it goes back even further than that, because as far back as 1975 and also again in 1983, Dr. A.Q. Khan kept coming and going out of Holland, which made the Dutch authorities deeply suspicious of what he was up to. And they tried to arrest him for questioning in 1975 and 1983, but on both occasions, the CIA intervened and said, leave him alone. And the Dutch authorities were prevented from arresting A.Q. Khan. And the former Dutch Prime Minister said, quote, the man was followed for almost 10 years, and obviously he was a serious problem. But again, I was told that the Secret Services could handle it more effectively. And he later stated that Khan was allowed to slip in and out of the Netherlands with the blessing of the CIA.
And the evidence goes on and on in your articles you've got up at prisonplanet.com. Another facet to that is the fact that we have ABB. It's not enough to have the technology and the know-how and the centrifuges. You need the fissile material. You need the uranium, the plutonium, and the reactors. And that was ABB. And who was the head of ABB, the European company, the Swiss company, when it transferred the systems to in the mid-1990s? It all got blamed on Bill Clinton. He was certainly part of it. And Daschle was involved as well, mafia boss he is. But the bag man was good old Donald Rumsfeld.
That's right. And this was in 2000, 2 years before North Korea was declared part of the Axis of Evil by George Bush in his State of the Union speech. Now,
and then you've got Halliburton giving the nuke parts. You can't make this up. This is Associated Press. Halliburton goes, oh, well, we have a special allowance. We're allowed to give the nuke parts to Iran. I mean, folks, they're not patriots. They're here to suck you dry. The government doesn't care about you. They're a mafia. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rumsfeld was asked about that in 2002 when it came out. And he basically said he just doesn't remember. But then he had people who were on the board of ABB with him. Rumsfeld was an executive director getting paid nearly $200,000 a year, who said that he directly lobbied other war hawks to get the deal done, to get the light water reactors sold to North Korea. And at the time, the excuse was that light water reactors can't be used to make nuclear weapons, which is a bit of a strange thing to say when the United States at the time was, and still is today, chastising Iran for having light water reactors. But in the case of North Korea, they claimed they couldn't make nuclear weapons.
Well, there's also different type of light waters. The type that, according to the weapons inspectors and physicists, that Iran has can be used, but it's very hard. The type of light waters given to North Korea by ABB and the West are the perfect type.
Henry Sokolsky, I've quoted in the article, head of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, said, light water reactors could be used to produce dozens of bombs worth of weapons-grade plutonium in both North Korea and Iran. This is true of all light water reactors. And then he said, these reactors are like all reactors. They have the potential to make weapons, so you might end up supplying the worst nuclear violator with the means to acquire the very weapons we're trying to prevent it from acquiring.
Of course. You tell a good old boy this. They can't find Korea on a map, and they just say, shut up, commie. We need to nuke them. And you're like, the government's taken our freedoms and our rights. Our government's been hijacked, and they just look at you like you're an idiot, when meanwhile Rumsfeld is running around arming everybody. I'm sick of these traitors wrapping themselves in the American flag, Paul.
Well, I know. And then even after Bush declared them part of the Axis of Evil, he gave them another $95 million in 2002, and again, more money in January 2003. Those light water reactors, we're told, the building of them was suspended later on. So the key thing that I emphasize is the AQ-Khan connection, because people say, oh, those reactors were dismantled and all this. But it's still interesting that they knew these light water reactors could produce nuclear bombs, and they were happy to give them to the Stalinist dictator Kim Jong-il when he was threatening to destroy the world at the same time, and actually firing missiles, one of which, the warhead, actually reached Alaska. That was reported by South Korean.
Oh, Hans Blix, oh no!
I don't think Hans Blix is going to be too keen on inspecting those weapons if the South Koreans and the US try to get that deal through.
Oh. Yeah, I try to make jokes about it. Gallows humor. Paul, do one more segment with us and an entire hour of your phone calls. I'm going to break down some other key points in economic news. This doesn't look good, folks. I mean, you got Israel running wild, saber-rattling, Russia doing it, China doing it, Japan doing it, North Korea doing it, South Korea doing it, Pakistan under Al-Qaeda siege.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the second segment, 8 after next hour. I usually do about 3-4 hours live. We did yesterday. We did 3.5 live, but We always do at least an hour and 50 minutes or so live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Another reason to be a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, 5 years up and running since April 5 years ago, so 5+ years. All of my films in super high quality. My radio show simulcasted with documents and exclusive video clips. Extras for my major films that are not in the films. We're about to put some of the extras that were not on the DVD of the Obama deception just for PrisonPlanet.tv members up next week for folks. Coming up next week on June 3rd, the Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo will be posted for PrisonPlanet.tv. More of the behind-the-scenes interview I never released at PrisonPlanet.tv before. You can also get that entire DVD, 90-plus-minute presentation, at Infowars.com. That is going to be shipping out starting next Monday. We just got those in, the DVDs, today. We also now have the new monthly Best Of, the first monthly Best Of with David Icke, Alan Watt, and many, many others. That is available at Infowars.com. And your purchases also make this radio show possible. So I want to thank everybody for their support. Plus, these films are waking people up. Endgame, Obama Deception, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies by Jason Burmes, Truth Rising. They are all so important. That's why the establishment's trying to demonize us and counter us. If you take action and get these films to make copies, nothing can stop us. But PrisonPlanet.tv, it just gets better and better. It's been redesigned, upgraded. A bunch of new functions are going to be added soon. Phase 2 of the upgrade. Check out PrisonPlanet.tv today, because we're going to have quite a few new things. That new monthly Best Of is going to be up there next week. The new Aaron Russo presentation is going to be up there with a lot of never-before-seen footage starting next week at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your calls are coming up. Cal, Derek, Fred, Dave, John, Leo, and others in the next hour. Paul Watson, in the few minutes we've got left, so many angles, so many points to all this. Are you sharing my concern historically with the RAND Corporation documents saying they want this war and everything else, that the globalists need a war, and that all over the world they're pulling out the stops to try to cause regional conflicts as a pretext for wider wars?
Yeah, that's definitely the case. Obviously, whether this is going to be it, nobody knows, and the keystone on which it will rest will be China's reaction, because if they, you know, commit to their agreement with North Korea to defend them, then it could escalate into a wider conflict. So cooler heads have got to prevail. We witnessed similar things in October 2006 when there was that first nuclear test, which basically turned out to be a nuclear fizzle. It wasn't a massive bomb, by North Korea. But I'm seeing much more saber rattling after this one, this time around. So hopefully it's going to die down again, but with the U.S. military-industrial complex busy coddling and protecting the biggest arms dealers in the world, like the CIA asset A.Q. Khan, who sold North Korea its nuclear weapons and the know-how with how to construct them, then anything's possible.
Absolutely. Hey, on a side note, Kevin Trudeau just text messaged me. Hi, Kevin. Pretty wild to find out he's a podcast listener for years, Watson. That's interesting, huh?
Yes, it is.
That article about him saying he was hanging out with the Bilderberg people in Greece, by the way, is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Well, let's hope this isn't World War III, the beginnings of it, Paul Watson. We'll keep reading your reports.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com.
Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Got 2 hours left. A lot of serious economic news. Your phone calls I want to go to first. GM says bondholder offer fails. Bankruptcy looms. As you know, Chrysler already went into bankruptcy 2 weeks ago under federal control. The feds are saying they may take over 70% of it. That means you're going to pay for it as taxpayers so they can move to China and Brazil. That's already been announced. They're leaving. They're going to ship back little tin can cars that go 30 miles an hour. It's all been announced. So this is just horrible. I was saying support them and bail them out, because if you're going to give 14 plus trillion to foreign banks that we got to pay for in tax money, might as well, if you're going to have socialism, save the car companies. But now you can forget it. We shouldn't bail them out, though the feds are, just to move them overseas. Billionaire elite want to control two-thirds of the dumb people. They want them wiped off the planet. That's the headline over at prisonplanet.com. Speaking of Kevin Trudeau, then I'm going to go to your calls and get into all the other news. Look, I don't watch a lot of TV, but over the years, I saw some of his TV presentations, his infomercials, and I usually don't order stuff, but I've ordered some of it. And I've actually read his debt book, because somebody sent it to me a few weeks ago, and it's How to Consolidate Your Credit Card Debt, and how to use the federal laws against higher interest rates. And it's just good advice. And that's why they're scared of him, and why Bilderberg Group was talking to him, is because all I know is the stuff about herbs that he writes about is the mainline documented stuff, not kooky at all. He has a right to say it and put it out, even if it was pure bull. But it's not pure bull. And we've probably gotten 500 emails about him being on, and I'd say 80% of it's positive, saying, oh yeah, I got his book. I got his materials. Yeah. You know, it saved me a lot of money with my debts. I was really sick, but what he talked about eating nothing but organic food and taking these herbs and exercising, now I feel great. I mean, it's his right to say it. It's his right to do it. I know he's listening right now. He just text messaged me, but we just had Kevin Trudeau on the show. And that doesn't mean I know everything about him or endorse everything he does and who he is. I support his First Amendment. I support his free speech. And the fact that the mainstream media demonizes him and attacks him. I spent about an hour last night watching clips of his infomercials, watching pieces that attack him. And I just see all the media tricks that I've seen that have been used against myself. And so all I'm telling you is that when the mainstream media is coming after somebody, I generally give them the benefit of the doubt. And then, I took his mega memory course. I think it's my dad bought it for me when I was in high school, and it really worked. And then I learned later it was just a lot of tried and trusted and true memory, tricks that they teach people, in industry. And I read the natural cures they don't want you to know about, because listeners mail me everything. It was mailed to me years ago. I mean, we get 5, 6, 7, sometimes 20, 30 books a day mailed, hundreds of letters a day. And it's just mainline stuff. But even if it's not all accurate, nobody's perfect, it's his right to say it. I mean, they're now introduced bills, the Cyberbullying Act, to ban free speech. And if someone says that you hurt their feelings, it says word for word, you go to prison. Look, either we got a First Amendment or we don't. It's that simple. I don't think Kevin Trudeau's selling snake oil. But back when this country was free, people could pull up in a trailer a horse-drawn carriage and hold up a bottle of laudanum and say, this will cure your ills, make your hair grow, make you, you know, feel great. And it was opium. I don't support them pushing opium, but it's better than them making it illegal. And now we have more opium because it jacks up the price of it and our whole society's falling apart. You see what I'm saying? I support people's free speech. And that's why we had Kevin Trudeau on. It turned out to be a very interesting interview. So that's the bottom line on that. He has his free speech. I think we all agree on that. Your phone call straight ahead. Your free speech.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Pointer! Punching! Peter, Hans Briggs for this old car!
Hans Briggs? Oh, no! Oh, hello! Great to see you again, Hans!
Mr. Earle, I was supposed to be allowed to inspect your palace today, and your guards won't let me into certain areas.
Hans, we've been through this a dozen times. I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay, Hans?
Then let me look around so I can ease the UN's collective mind.
Hans, you're breaking my balls here, Hans. You're breaking my balls.
I'm sorry, but the UN must be firm with you. Let me see your whole palace or else.
Or else what?
Or else we will be very, very angry with you. And we will write you a letter telling you how angry we are.
Okay, I'll show you, Hans. You ready? Stand ready to your left. Read them all. Good.
Hans Blix, oh no! Gotta have some fun here as all this happens. There's Hans Blix, right there. Doing quite nicely. But see, the government, the media can tell you, oh, those guys over there, they're evil. But our governments, they're good. No, they're just slicker. And that's what's happening. All right, I promise to take your phone calls. Cal just hung up. So we're going to go to Derek, Fred, Dave, John, Leo, David, many others. In fact, should I go to David first? He's in Singapore getting reports of what could shape up to be World War III. By the way, I forgot to get to this. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that there is no right to a lawyer. You can be interrogated without a lawyer. That's just end of the Bill of Rights. That's out of Reuters, by the way. And they report it like it's no big deal. So, see, all of this is happening. We're going into tyranny right now. Jason Burmes will join us in 30 minutes. Let's go to David in Singapore. David, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I don't really have any insight on anything from this part of the world. I'm just passing through right now. But I wanted to talk about conditioning and predictive programming and the revelation of the method. I heard you say that you definitely were not aware of it, but do you think it's possible that they might have allowed you to somehow not be kicked out of Bohemian Grove so that you could expose that or something? Do you think
yes,
that's possible?
I mean, it's possible that leprechauns are real. You know, maybe 10,000 years ago, somebody saw somebody walk off a little flying saucer that was dressed like a leprechaun, and that's where the legends of leprechauns began. I don't speculate on space aliens and leprechauns because I can't prove one way or the other whether space aliens or leprechauns are real. All I know is everybody else that's gone into Bohemian Grove has been caught and been arrested. But of the, it's got to be more than 10 reporters, People Magazine, Vanity Fair, the list goes on and on, local reporters, they've all been arrested because they try to go into the meeting halls. It's over 100 subcamps there in that gorge. It's 2,700 acres. People say, well, why didn't you show the Buddha statue? You're covering up for the Buddhist. Or why didn't you show some Catholic statue? Because it is 2,700 acres of hills and rugged hills where electric, gas-powered golf carts with attendants take them up the hills. I was only in the gorge and then went up one hill to hide in the woods because I'd been questioned by Secret Service, questioned by Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies. They're the ones that arrested the Vanity Fair guy last year. And, if you read his description of what's inside and what happened to him, it's the same thing happened to me. I was just amazingly calm. So was Mike Hansen. You know, we kind of put on the Texas charm with him and like, yeah, we're just hillbillies. You know, we're here with that club from Texas. How you doing? And by the grace of God, it was all about the mission. You know, you get past your fear of being caught and your anxiety by the mission, And we snuck in. We got out. I believe they didn't know we were in there. I've been honest about why I believe that we were left alone. Because I saw employees laughing at me, and some of the sheriff's deputies were off laughing when who I later learned was the sheriff, came up to me and said, I saw you with a spyglass up here. And I said, yeah, it's in my bag, binoculars. It was really a camera. You know, you see when you get shots of the river. I was dumb and pulled it out because they have hidden cameras. I saw a guard shack down there with TV screens when I walked past it. So, we were being calm. But later I learned more about the Grove that they have a lot of male prostitutes come in there. And I was 50 pounds lighter then and pretty good looking. I guess I was about 40 pounds lighter then because I lost a lot of weight. But the point is that, and Mike's not a bad looking guy. And so the big joke was they thought we were the male prostitutes. So it's kind of a inglorious reason that we were able to infiltrate. We were younger and good looking. Most of these reporters I've seen getting arrested are older or aren't handsome. And so that was the big joke. I was being laughed at every time I was seen. It was a big joke. I had we went into one camp and had guys come up to us and ask us who we were with, and it was kind of getting obvious, and they were getting a little paranoid, so we left. And going back in hindsight, the way these men were approaching us and talking to us, these rich CEOs, is they wanted to have a little, you know, roll in the hay. But that, you know, that, you know, as they say in Spartacus, I like oysters, not snails. I'm not a snail eater. I'm not in their camp. So if you really want to know what was going on there, that is probably what happened. That's my inglorious reason that we did. And plus, God is with us. You know, people like to joke around and say the force is with us. But when God is with you, who can be against you? I believe in providence. And I did say a prayer: God, let me get in here. Let me find out the truth. If there isn't a ritual going on, or if it isn't serious, I'll come out and report it. And I went in and reported it. And so I agree with what our guest was saying yesterday about the elites rationalize to themselves that so what? It's revelation of the method. This stuff's going to come out anyway, so what if I'm exposing it? But I've gotten death threats and been beat up and other things, and so I know they don't like it, you know, that much. But I've had more problems, say, when I'm exposing a federal judge like Walter E. Smith, pointing out he was having a fraudulent civil trial. He was being basically sued for the criminal trial. And then there he was, the head of the civil trial. I said, what a fraud. You know, the Davidians were found not guilty of murder, but then they were found guilty of using weapons in the commission of a murder. And that was a mandatory federal sentencing. He put them there for 47 years apiece. And so I was bullhorning the judge. I was making a big deal in the news, and I got beat up for it pretty bad. So and my dad told me that growing up. He said, you got to watch the little thugs. You got to watch the little local boss hogs. And that's true. They're the ones that are scared of you. See, because I can take on Hayes County and probably get a lot of them in jail. So they're dangerous. I can take on Travis County and Austin. That's why in my own backyard, I don't mess with the locals too much. I still expose them and things, but I'm not out charging in to mess with the locals, because they're the type that'll give you cement shoes. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, let me ask you, like, I heard you mention it back during the flu thing. There was an episode of Alec Baldwin's show that came out in January entitled Flu Shot, that was all about flu shots and, you know, making you think you needed to get one and all this stuff. And you recently had posted the old Archie Bunker from 72 talking about gun control and all this conditioning and predictive programming coming out in shows and movies. How do they insert so many things like that into shows? And I mean, without it, you know, people knowing about, don't they?
Well, I mean, especially back in the 70s and 80s, there might have been 100 major or less TV producers. I mean, each producer would, you know, have like 20, 30 shows in their 20, 30 years in the business. And they had a handful of writers they use, and they have a worldview. And the CIA admits, going back to the 30s when they were OSS, they were there planning stories. And I've had the Lone Gunman star, Dean Haglund, on, saying the CIA planted stories on them, planted the fly hijack jets in the World Trade Center, use a government drill to make NORAD stand down. The government's going to do it, but going to use an anti-terror drill as the cover. That's how they really launch attacks, 7-7, 9-11, 1993 World Trade Center bombing. But they don't have total control or total dominance. I know I'm good. I know I'm for real. I know I'm affecting change. And you know, as a lone wolf, you're good. And so you need to become a leader and take action. And in that, you know that you're having an effect. And then as we wake up the elite, and as we wake up the middle class, as we wake up and as we become the dominant force in society, we have to be ready for victory as well. People think we can't have victory. They think if we ever have success, it must be staged. The truth is, the elite want to make you think everything's staged and we have no power, because they know how much power we really got. I appreciate your call, sir. I'm not exactly sure where you're going, but it brought up some interesting points. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Derek in Texas. Derek, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm obligated to plug NorthTexas911Truth.com because they're having a great event, and they've invited me to speak because I know one of the members, and he knows that I'm a registered engineer, and he wants me to come talk to the press and answer some questions and give a presentation on what I think would be a reasonable solution to getting to the bottom of 9/11 in terms
good.
Of
see, freedom. And you know you're a good person, so you're taking action, getting on the road. You know, the road to victory against tyranny isn't open forever. Everybody's got to take that road, get off the road of slavery we're on, off the road of apathy, and get on the road of liberty and freedom.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had other engineers call me a nut job and the whole nine yards, and then they'll come back a year later and say, doggone it, you know, you were right. This is just too much. And
exactly. Tell me more about it on the other side. Then I'm going to go to everybody else here. And then about 40 after, Burmese is going to pop in. He walked in and said, did you see the Supreme Court said no more lawyers? And I said, yeah, I saw that last night. It's in my stack. I mean, that's my point, folks. I got stacks of news here. I got to go over it all. It's all just coming in too fast. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Quite some time I've been sitting it out. Did
John, who was it I was just talking to? What I thought. Okay, Derek in Texas, you're going up to, as an architect or an engineer, you're going up to give a presentation. What else were you going to add?
Well, just the central part of my presentation is to demand for the plans, especially WTC-7. I know there was some early plans for WTC-1 and 2 that were released, but those weren't final plans signed and stamped by an engineer. Those were preliminary plans, which left a lot of critical dimensions unspecific at that time. Which I
also, they're being very secretive about Building 7's plans after FEMA took it over and built the command bunker within it. That was a spook house they blew up that day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was loaded with all kinds of stuff, laundry list of stuff to
Department of Defense, NSA, FBI, CIA, IRS, the whole thing, giant spook command base.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me get to this event. It is going to be in Plano, Texas. It's Saturday, July 11th, and it's going to be at a campus. You can get more information at NorthTexas911Truth.com. I'm going to open up the point of finite element analysis. With the plans or without the plans, we can still recreate the situation and kind of highlight the unviability of a free fall collapse, symmetrical, gravity-driven collapse that pulverized up and let molten metal sit for 6 weeks or so. It's
absolutely
ridiculous.
I got to jump, man. Good to hear from you, Derek. Fred in Philly, you're on the air. Welcome.
I wanted to talk about the economic cartel. You have, as Kevin was mentioning, you have the agricultural cartel, you have the, all the other ones he mentioned, but there's a monetary cartel that has to do with the gold. We know that the markets are manipulated by the use of planted stories on the sentiment of the traders. People are told that there is no reason for panic in a particular event, and therefore the price of gold may drift downward. If no one is participating in these markets except a few powerful people, then that allows for the social psychology to come in, and that, in addition to the selling of gold, suppresses the price of gold. So we have an economic cartel, and you have a long-term phasing out of the dollar. And my question to you, Alex, is what do you think the reaction of the American people will be when they're told that they're going to have to get out of the dollar, they're going to be phasing in a new currency, and as a result, they're going to be basically governed from abroad?
Well, they're already telling them that in Time Magazine and Newsweek and everywhere else, so that's the process. But they frame it as this is the solution to the economic crisis, is to accept these international bankers that engineered the crisis, but they're the experts that know how to fix it. Give them unlimited power over your nation state, and they'll fix it. And then there's several different plans they're debating and pushing, because they always give you a few false choices. But it all comes from the same group. So either way, they win. And, you know, we cover this actually in the Obama deception. But how they're laying it out is really simple. They're saying they're going to have a world authority that sets currency rates, sets currency values, that sets interest rates with complete control by this private group. They're already steering things and bending the world to their will, but they've got to keep control of counties, cities, the feds, the states, the Association of Governors. You know, I mean, it's quite a balancing act, a juggling act they're doing. That's why with this new global authority, for their, quote, administrative convenience, as David Rockefeller has said, a global government for their administrative convenience, this will allow them a lot more control. And so, at first, they're just going to be dictating the regional currencies. So you'll already have a global currency because they're going to be in control of it. They're going to be in a centralized global level planning it and setting it all up. But then they are debating whether to phase it in with different regional currencies like the Amero, the Euro, the Asian Phoenix, and others. And that's even in Money Magazine. Or bypass all that completely. And even if you have cash, it'll be digitally marked to your face scan and your thumbprint,
And the new global cashless society is the biometric identifier. And so everybody's kind of worried about global currencies. That's really a red herring. They're planning to leapfrog past that to a new global standardized cashless society.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You know, I've been so busy covering North Korea, breaking the armistice, saying they're basically in a state of war, so busy covering the economy, I haven't even got into Sotomayor, who is a Hispanic supremacist. You know, whites have got white supremacists, blacks have got black nationalist supremacists. She is on record saying that Hispanic women can make better decisions than old white males in 2001, but we'll get to that clip later. That's mainstream news. I'm sure you've all heard about it a million times. She's anti-gun. And it just never ends. You know, we shouldn't be hearing about race from a judge. But that's who the global bankers hire. They just hire anybody that hates this country. And then they love it. They love it that Obama creates all this racial tension and creates a racial debate. And then, you know, he has his attorney general come out and say Americans are racist cowards. You know, they pimp it. They use it to divide and conquer the population. They love it. You know, they know she made all these racist comments. They know that. That's why they want her there. They want to freak everybody out, everybody fighting. Now, we can't have a Hispanic American man or woman or a white guy or a black guy who's actually a constitutionalist. Just everything is about what color somebody is. This country is in deep trouble. It's just going to get worse and worse. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Let's talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I was calling about last night's Jason Burmes show when he came on air and was literally almost having a heart attack about this Supreme Court decision about no lawyers, no Miranda rights, and I was kind of surprised not to see any headlines on InfoWars or PrisonPlanet.com this morning about that. I was really hoping that you could go into that.
Yeah, like I said, people don't understand how small we are. I've got Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson and Steve Watson are the four people we've got that write, but they've got to update websites, do customer service. I mean, we're a small, I got 20 employees and I can barely pay them. I mean, it takes a lot of money to do that and pay for the bandwidth and everything else that we do. And people just keep asking me to do this and do that. And I did mention the Supreme Court and I did say that was coming up. But Paul Watson and Kurt both wrote stories on Monday about the nuclear test by North Korea and about how things were escalating. And then they wrote more stories yesterday and we covered that. We kind of got distracted by the 1953, armistice being broken. So a state of war being between those two countries on paper and what's happening in Pakistan and Iran and Israel saying they're getting ready to hit Iran and the United States and NATO and Israel launching a sneak attack on Russia on 888. I mean, we're in GM saying they're about to go bankrupt. I also wanted some time when I saw this last night to research it. And so I happen to have Cornell University Law School, Sixth Amendment right to counsel, police interrogation, Miranda rights. And it's dealing with this ruling, and it's saying that's not exactly what it does. So that was in my stack. But you're on air, sir. Do you have any comments about this?
Yeah, that's good news, and I didn't mean to complain about.
No, you're not complaining. I'm saying we need listeners, and of course, if it's crap, we can't post it. But most stuff we get sent's good. Send it to Kurt at InfoWars.com with the note saying you have full authorization to post the article I've written here. Blah blah blah. Because we have people send us stuff and then bitch at us for posting it later. But be sure to say, I want you to post this. I wrote this for you. Write an article. A bunch of people are starting to do that. We found some good writers. We're getting some pieces almost every day from listeners or other writers. Craig Roberts told me I could post his stuff. Ron Paul told me we can post his stuff under our name, though my webmasters don't ever do that for some reason. We need more writers. We're a small organization. And listen, I'm not bitching at you. I'm trying to explain. I'm frustrated, too. I mean, I didn't know there was 180 plus sponsors. It was 179 last week. Now it's over 180 for the audit the Fed bill. People had to call up and say, didn't you know it went up to 179? Everybody thinks I'm omnipresent. And I'm not. I'm a regular guy, man. I'm a regular guy. But go ahead. Your points.
Well, that was basically it. I mean, I tried to find it on Google News, did some searching myself and I couldn't come up with the article, but I'm looking forward to, Jason coming on and discussing it with you. And, also all the other points that you're hitting on today are just, mind blowing and very informative. So, appreciate all your hard work, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, no, I wasn't whining back at the listener. I'm just saying we got a money bomb coming up June 11th, and I haven't even really plugged this thing. I haven't even talked about it. We need people to go sign up with the email to pledge that you're going to give. Go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. There's big banners. The website's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Let's put that up on screen for folks, please. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. If you just go back to InfoWars.com, you can click on the banner right there, guys, and just punch that up for people. There it is. And we've raised $25,000. We said if people want to just go ahead and give now, go ahead and do it. But we're going to try to raise $250,000. Sounds like a lot. That's nothing. That barely pays for our bandwidth in a year. And I don't like having to get up here and spend all my time, even though I have great sponsors, talking about sponsors, pushing it. But do you know what radio stations have to raise to be on the air? You know what networks have to raise? People complain about ads. You're not going to have any local media or any independent media if you don't support it. And I know folks are supporting us. I'm not complaining. It's just, I got to be honest, though, I almost didn't do this money bomb because I thought, do I even want to get that money and then try to hire a couple more people? Because it creeps me out having to find out who's an agent, who isn't, going through the infiltrators. And I'm not scared of them coming in here and setting me up and doing something. I'm not scared. I'm scared of not being able to finish my work. I mean, I'm in real cloak and dagger type stuff, folks. I'm living in the real world. Let me tell you, it isn't pretty. I mean, it's pretty outside. There's a lot of great things in life, but the New World Order isn't pretty. And so go sign up to donate on June 11th, or you can donate now. We have a PayPal and credit card right there. You can also call the toll-free number. We need to, is the toll-free number listed up there? 888-253-3139. Or go buy the books, the videos, the materials. I mean, I tell people make copies of my films, give them to people. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We just keep upgrading it, making it better and better. You can download all the films, burn them to disc, PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, I wish I could spend all my time writing and making films and doing this. I spend most of my time fiddling with taxes, fiddling with regulations, new bureaucrats. They've created like three new agencies that with the state of Texas that come and harass us and demand to audit things, and bureaucrats stomping around like they own everything, and I'm a slave, and you know, dealing with dirty tricks people are pulling, and dealing with, you know, the power getting turned off at my house because I forget to pay a bill. I mean, I am a regular guy, folks, and just to get control of my life, I've had to stop doing as many radio interviews. I turn down two or three interviews a day now, and then those people never call back. Those are contacts that are dead. Because I turned them down. They always get scorned. Because I don't see my children even 2-3 hours a day unless I cancel these interviews. I don't get the bills paid. I don't deal with employees fighting with each other. You know, it's all the crap. And I'm not complaining. But I don't work at some big corporation. I am InfoWars. I deal with it all. I deal with egomaniacs in this movement. Because all of society is mentally ill and very sick right now. And very worldly. Constant attacks, constant infighting. And I've learned to just turn the other cheek, take it. Even if I'm not wrong, I'm wrong. Just good. I'll be the bad guy. Because we got to beat the New World Order before they start World War III, before they release a real super flu, before they nuke a city. This isn't a game. This is real. And a lot of you out there that are sucking your thumbs and ninnying and engaging all the baloney, as things get worse and worse, you're going to wish you to take an action. But we still have time to stop this if people grow up. You got to get on the road, though, folks. And again, there is no neutral position here. Doing nothing is a decision. Doing nothing has consequences. Either join evil or join good. But don't make excuses of your police or military or news people or government bureaucrats. You know this is evil. You know things are getting worse. You know there's corruption in place. And a lot of people, as they get scared, they decide to join the evil. They decide to do whatever they're told just to hold on. A lot of times as things get worse, some people wake up and take action, but just as many throw themselves down before the evil. They become buffaloed. They roll over. I'm not rolling over, and I know I'm good. I know I'm real. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm doing the best job I can. I frustratedly get mad that my body gets tired. I frustratedly get mad that some days I don't want to work 14, 15, 16 hours a day. Because I know this is a short life, and I know we're facing pure evil. And I don't have any, you know, diversions or delusions about that. And I realize what we're facing. And I realize more and more that fighting the New World Order, changing the system we live in, is about an inside job, like the Don Henley song says. It's an inside job just like it always is. I've got to change who I am. You've got to change who you are. You know, it doesn't even hurt my feelings with somebody I've lifted up and built and promoted. I mean, I don't know of anybody except a very few people that haven't stabbed me in the back. Very few, like a Jason Burmes, a Jack McClam, a few others. Almost everyone is so obsessed with my success and my celebrity, which is a curse, really. You know, it's got the blessings because I can reach out and reach a lot of people, but it has the curse in that man is so fallen and people are so petty that all these people I tried to build up and tried to give platforms, they don't appreciate it. They hate me for it. When I was only looking for soldiers, I was only looking for captains, I was only looking for generals, I was only looking for people to try to raise up as I was risen up by others to be part of the big win against tyranny. And, you know, it doesn't hurt me when I'm attacked. It hurts me for them. The megalomania, the power trips. And then I see in them myself. I see in them what I've been in the past. I see in them the mistakes I've made. I see in them how, you know, we all grow. And so then you can't even really hate them. Now, the New World Order, I do really hate because they're conscious of what they're doing. They understand human nature. They understand wisdom, and they've decided to bend that wisdom towards dominating innocent people and doing horrible things that hurt innocence and hurt beauty and hurt creativity and hurt the human spirit that's meant to be uplifted and grow and build things. And I just really feel sad for those that are missing out on what life's really all about, because I am discovering such fulfillment and, I don't know, I'm just changing as a person where I almost enjoy taking the blame. I almost enjoy being hated because I understand that that spirit of being humble, is really not even the strongest spirit, even though it is. It's just that that's what I was meant to be, that I'm home now. You know, I've always been a good-natured person. Like, you know, you say, oh, that dog's a good-natured old dog. I'm a sweet person. And I always grew up thinking everybody was like me. Everybody was sweet and loving and had a big heart. And they don't, ladies and gentlemen. We're a very sick society. We're so cold-blooded, we'll kill 51 million babies and counting and be proud of it and make excuses about it. You know, you can make excuses all day, that's murder. You can make excuses all day about the police turning into police state, but we all know it is. You can make excuses all day about the foreign bankers raping us and robbing us, but we know it is. Now, let's call Burmese in because the caller was talking about how he talked about it last night. I saw this last night. I actually printed it off Drudge. The caller was saying Burmese just ran off. He was waiting to come in here. Come on in. How many times up? The caller's saying he can't find it. Let me read to you the headline. Supreme Court rules police can initiate suspects' questioning. And it says by a 5-4 vote, the conservative majority, they're not conservatives, overhaul a 23-year-old Supreme Court decision that barred the police from initiating questioning after a defendant asserted the right to an attorney in an arraignment or similar proceeding. See, because the police were so corrupt in the 70s and stuff when all this happened that they passed laws and had rulings that the police just can't say because they put a gun to your head or intimidated you that you said you committed the murder or whatever. In 1986 decision held that once a defendant invoked the right to counsel, only the suspect and not the police can initiate the contact. That's saying don't start interrogations on people without people's counsel. And that goes back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That would be conservative would be to keep that. See, and it goes on, expanding the power of police to question suspects, but it does not change the landmark 66 ruling barring the police from questioning a suspect who invoked the right to remain silent or have a lawyer present. He initially waived his right to a lawyer and was questioned by the police. He told several conflicting stories. Several days later, he appeared in court, preliminary hearing, and told a local judge appointed a lawyer to represent him who could not afford an attorney. And how this works is they say, look at these criminals. You know, we need to get tough on them. But you get Nazi Germany, you get Soviet Russia. You take people's due process and their protections away, you get a tyranny, which is always the greatest threat to liberty throughout history. So the founders knew to protect that. It sounds crazy the way the media advertises it and the way they act, but really we need these, and better 10 guilty men to go free than one innocent man go to prison. Now the attitude, the feds have said, oh, it doesn't matter if around the country, you know, over a third of the people on death row are totally innocent, or maybe half. You know, a few innocent people are going to go to the lethal injection so that we are all safe. See, that's Napoleonic. That's tyranny. That's the flip side, the opposite of the Renaissance, of the Magna Carta, of Mosaic Law, of freedom. But we did pull up a Cornell Law University. They're saying it doesn't quite get rid of you being able to say, I'm not talking to you till I see my attorney. It's saying if the police can trick you to talk, they can now use it as admissible, but it is a pretty big deal. Jason, your comments on that?
Yeah, you know, it really fired me up, Alex. I couldn't believe it, because now the cops are just going to say, oh, he said he didn't need a lawyer. You know, it's going to be the cop's word against yours when they interrogate you, and it's going to be
Well, it's like ruling saying you don't have a Fourth Amendment now.
Yeah. And then on top of that, they always make it look like it was so close. Oh, it's 5-4. When was the last time we saw a 9-0 or a 7-2 ruling? It's always 5-4. Oh, we were this close to keeping your civil liberties.
Oh, but the liberals are protecting you. They want to ban your free speech, but they'll allow you to not have to answer questions. It's all a dog and pony show.
Exactly. And I was just so upset. I can't believe that if I get, you know, pulled over, detained, and I say, I'm not talking to you until I get my lawyer here, They'll just be like, okay, and just, you know, throw me to the side, maybe hit me with a baton. Oh, he came in with
But you know, they already do that. I know a lot of people get thrown in jail for months without lawyers.
Yeah, exactly. They
No, that's happening.
They're putting it on paper. You know, that's the problem. They're making a Supreme Court decision about it. Yes, are police corrupt? Yes. Have they done this before? Yes. But now they're saying, it's okay, police. You can get away with this now.
Hey, what about LaRaza Mecha member, the new Supreme Court nominee? I mean, this lady has come right out. Here's her quote. I would hope that a wise Latina woman with the richness of her experiences would more often than not reach a better conclusion than a white male hasn't lived that life. And that's what Judge said. This is out of the New York Times. And it goes on.
And she's a member of LaRaza, and there's an even more disturbing quote on the third page.
But you know what LaRaza means? It means for our race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Folks, I don't care if you're Hispanic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of the fact that a massive percentage of Hispanics have been filled with this idea that get the gringos, ha-ha, our race is the God race. When we had the mayor here, he had Aslan Day and said, we are the super race. And it says, whether born from experience or inherent psychological or cultural differences, she said, for jurists who are women and non-white, our gender and national origins may and will make a difference in our judging. So, yeah, this is like a commissar who's going to inject race into this. This is what creates the racism, folks. Stay there, Jason. Race pimps.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything, and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes, they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
A key European Union Bilderberg Group document has just surfaced. Great article by a listener posted at Infowars.com. Aaron's going to pop in for like 5 minutes coming up, and then I'm going to continue with your phone calls for everybody that is patiently holding. And we're going to be talking to Jason Burmes, finishing up just a moment, about this horrid Supreme Court nominee. I mean, could I just have a Hispanic Supreme Court judge that doesn't believe Texas and California belong to Mexico and doesn't believe that the plan of San Diego should, I mean, if she's part of La Raza for the race everything, for those of us other race nothing, she believes the implementation of the plan of San Diego. And I mean, you know, again, if you don't know what that is, Google the plan of San Diego, and people will see it on screen. University of Texas, University of Mexico City. It is the plan to kill all whites 16 and above and re-educate all whites. And this is what is taught by Mecha, La Raza. And, I mean, I'm against the Ku Klux Klan, but they're not saying they have a plan to kill all blacks. I mean, this is amazing. And that's off the University of Texas right there. So you can read about the plan to kill you and your family right there that the new Supreme Court nominee would like to carry out. Very, very disgusting. See, their racism's good, and then everybody else is supposed to stand down and be overrun by it. And that's what the global bankers want. Before we go back to Jason Burmes, Ecola Blue is one of our great sponsors. Atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Check out EcolaBlue.com, folks. You won't be disappointed. Pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your own source of clean drinking water. Now the filtering process works. The water is passed through an active carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in an illuminated tank, eliminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. EcolaBlue.com or 1-800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043. Okay, Jason, finishing up. Yeah, you've done a lot of research on this lady. There's that New York Times article you were talking about. Other points about Mexican supremacist to be our new gun-grabbing leader.
Well, number one, she is a council member on La Raza. So she's not a member. You know, she's a council member.
Yeah, like Hermann Göring was on the council of Hitler.
Yeah.
She's on the council of,
Yeah, and she's a Bush 1 appointee back in the 90s in New York. You know this lady is going to come in and take away our sovereignty.
She's a globalist.
Yes. She's about a North American union. I don't want to lose my sovereignty to Canada. I don't want to lose my...
Well, by the way, she and others have said, and that's what's not getting attention, like all the liberal Supreme Court members have said, we're going to follow UN and NATO and Hague courts, world court. That's our boss. This is high treason.
It's absolutely...
But see, if you're not for high treason, you hate Mexicans, Burmes.
And that's just not the case. You know, I could care less what color you are.
See, they make it racial. Mm-hmm. They make us defend ourselves. She's a Mexican supremacist. She's an America hater.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what? They're having this new immigration reform meeting on June 8th.
They call it reform, total capitulation.
Exactly. It's going to be illegal immigration. Illegal immigrants are no longer illegal. That's why these domestic lexicons say if you're anti-illegal immigration, you're an extremist. If you believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, you're an extremist. And this is the wildest thing in the world. They're really gearing up, I think, within the next 2 years to just totally eviscerate.
And she loves to talk about how white males are bad. Imagine if we came out and said Mexicans were bad.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, you're a bad guy because you were born white and a man? I mean, we should all be judged on the
continent. Look. If the British Empire would have been run by Africans, everybody would hate blacks. Mm-hmm. They hate whoever is dominant and takes over. And the truth is, all these groups just wish they could take over is the issue. I want everybody to have liberty and freedom now. I don't care what color you are. Stop letting them use left-right racial politics. Burmes, anything else?
That's all I got for you, Alex.
But you'll be back tonight with the Info Warrior 9 to midnight right here on GCN and at InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to blitz through your calls. Dave, John, Leo, Richard, Tori, and Nick. Let me come back in the next segment. Then I got one of the C-Think producers and directors coming on because he's gotten a lot of heat, for myself included, dealing with the C-Think film New World Order. That's just a huge success. It's gotten a lot of attention. Top ratings, record ratings last night for IFC, and record downloads. I wasn't supposed to get into that, but it's hundreds of thousands on the on-demand. It dwarfed anything that they've ever seen. Obviously, I'll have my new IFC TV show. No. I could have had those kind of things a long time ago, but who knows? I might actually do one. The issue here is that I'm going to keep doing this radio show. That's where we can do everything unedited, uncut, and really get everything out. But they say IFC is the place where always uncut. So perfect for me, huh? The point is that there's no doubt we'll knock it out of the park either way you slice it. Aaron, you had some interesting news. You know, hundreds of documents have come out in the last few years, smuggled out of national archives in Europe, where the Bilderberg Group was set up by kind of the Nazi money and the British U.S. money, teaming up to set up world government. They bragged, they covertly set up the European Union 50 years before they admitted it. We're already under the North American Union. The public doesn't know we have the secret treaty. People sued and got it. Judicial Watch did. More documents keep coming out. One of our listeners did a great article breaking one of these down. And we've separately vetted that ourselves and checked it, so it is accurate. And Etienne Davignon is now giving interviews in the European press, the head of the Bilderberg Group, going, yeah, we really run things. So they've gotten to the point where they're just ready to throw it in everybody's face.
Yeah, and Etienne Davignon admitted they created the euro, you know, what was it, 55 years before or something. And now we have more documents that some of our great Dutch listeners have dug up. A guy named H.R. Nord, known as Mr. Europe, calling for a federation of Europe.
Let's give that writer credit.
It's Jurien Maison, or Jurien Maison. Not sure how to pronounce it.
He's written a lot of great stuff for us. We commend him. So continue with that.
Yeah, he's calling for world government through a European federation, only as an intermediate step for world government. You know, they're always attacking the League of Nations. It wasn't strong enough because some national sovereignty remains.
Read the article.
And they're calling for the end of all sovereignty. In a series of pamphlets constructed in the latter days of the German occupation of the European continent for the Dutch De Bonbrecker magazine, Pioneer magazine, one of the founders of the European Parliament, H.R. Nord, nicknamed Mr. Europe, wrote that all European countries should prepare to construct a European federation as a first step in the direction of a world government. When, by the end of 1944, it became clear the Nazis were doomed in their conquest for world domination, with two impatient superpowers waiting in the rings, Nord elaborated on this idea in a three-part series explaining that steps towards a world government should be pursued to rid the world once and for all of a future German aspiration for world domination. And it goes,
but it's Germany at the heart of Europe. Oh, we want this government so we don't dominate, but that's actually what dominates Europe. And that's what the Bilderberg is that nexus of that Germanic empire with the Anglo-American thing that's Germanic to begin with the Rothschilds kind of wrapped around and interbred into the middle of it, a very sickening concoction. But the separate declassified army documents say this, but I've read Shire's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head, and scores of other encyclopedic books off mainline documents, but you never see this on the news, that Hitler planned a European Union to govern the planet and then carry out eugenics, and he got the model from the U.S. and England, and they set him up and cut his legs out from under him. It was all a big setup because they wanted to do it with a soft kill mode, but now separate Dutch documents confirm it. But this is mainline history.
Yeah, in the name of Hitler, they're going to burn the power of the German people and then pursue the ultimate plans anyway, world government.
In the name of stopping another Hitler.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But notice that is a systematic, it's like a dark, fourth, fifth dimensional. And by that, I mean, the level of thinking is so complex. Philosophy or English they put on like a cube on a ball in pool. You know, the way they do things, and it works so well to do all of this, to then say we need a European Union because of Hitler, when it was all designed and set up for that. Amazing. Stay there.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com, or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to your calls here in just uno momento. But right now, finish up your story about the European Union and what it was really set up to be.
Well, once again, we got exclusive documents from 1945 translated out of Dutch by some of our great listeners.
And it's just, yeah, this is an exclusive at Infowars.com.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just another piece of the riddle that national sovereignty can't exist anymore because there's terrible people in the world. So we have to have some, you know, authoritarian union worldwide to control us all. It doesn't make any sense.
So the elite can really start waging war with eugenics on their real target, the people, which the wars have always been, as Orwell wrote, the wars are set up by the elites to suppress their own population. Kim Jong-il gets a reprieve from overthrow with the saber rattling. The West gets to look like good guys, setting themselves up against him. South Korea gets to take more freedoms. See how it works perfectly for them?
Yeah, and they knew the League of Nations wouldn't be strong enough for the desires. They knew the United Nations didn't have the teeth they wanted. But they, by integrating...
Well, they orchestrated both those wars.
Yeah, but they knew it was one step after another to this takeover, this worldwide takeover. And they're shoveling us into this dictatorship, worldwide dictatorship, first through Europe, then through a greater region. It's in all these articles every time they come up.
And now they admit they want a world government run by them. There's no more denial. But Bloomberg comes out and says, I'm totally insane. There's no Halliburton FEMA camps. Doesn't matter. It's in the New York Times and Houston Chronicle. I'm totally crazy. There was no Secret Service at Bilderberg. We were literal schizophrenics, Aaron, running around just delusionally. Isn't that going to backfire on the media?
Yeah, a year and a half ago, Bilderberg doesn't exist. Now, Davignon and others are admitting they've been planning it since at least 1955.
Why do you think they're going public now? Because we exposed them, and so they're just going to hide in plain view and act like it's no big deal? Or
more or less, yeah. But that's a good question. I mean, why?
I mean, you know, first they told the public, oh, there's no ruling elite. There's no corrupt elite. Your police are locally run, and the $14.8 trillion's for your children. And I mean, now it's just, hey, martial law, if you don't like it, we're going to kill you. I mean, you know, it's so pathetic. Aaron, once you get into tyranny historically, there's only a few degrees separation until you're in the worst form of tyranny. People don't realize we're now here.
Yeah, and national sovereignty has no place, apparently. According to this guy in 1945, according to Richard Haass.
And what is the mindset of these elites? I'm going to cover this after we take calls. One benefit of poor economic countries, lower CO2 emissions. This is out of the Examiner. And four states adopt no smile policies for driver's license. We linked to this story on InfoWars. They were commenting with the quotes out of 1984 where you weren't supposed to smile because that could be seen as obnoxious.
And now you can't smile on a facial recognition, right?
Yeah, because they want you. Well, they don't tell the slaves in USA Today that we're not getting your proper face scan. But yes, that's it.
It's incredible. Doesn't somebody call it the worldwide straitjacket? For your own good, you can't do anything. You can't have any sovereignty. You know, for the benefit.
And they're trying now to
kill the poor.
In fact, it's somewhere around here. Where did that pamphlet go I had in here that CPS gave one of my employees and tried to steal her 8-year-old? Where is it? Is it here in the stack? I wanted to show that on air sometime. It says yelling at your child, they'll take them. There's no law. These people are criminals.
But no smiling either.
And now they're going to turn bureaucrats loose on us on our own land. I just can't handle it. I can't believe, you know, you people think it's fun living in the Soviet Union. It's not going to be fun. Thank you for that great report. Tell folks the headlines so they can read it.
Yeah, the headline again is EP, as in European Parliament founder in 1945, the European Federation, first step towards a world federation. That's Jurian Mason. It's on Infowars.com and all the other sites.
Good job. Unbelievable. All right, let's go ahead and go to the calls here. John in Indiana. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex.
Hello.
I'm actually talking to Alex Jones, right?
Come on, Hello? Bro. I'm just an average guy fighting the New World Order. Go ahead.
All right, I just want to throw a couple things out here. First of all, for all truthers that want to talk to other truthers, get paltalk.com. Oh, I have another phone call. Look for the room 9/11 Keystone to a Global Police State. Other thing, I want to remind you about the Rainbow Gathering. Last year you did an interview about the pepper ball incident with the police shooting all the hippies with the pepper
balls. And I said I wanted to go to the Rainbow Gathering. Yeah,
and I was just wondering if you plan on sending somebody out there, or has it even crossed your mind? I know you got a lot in your mind.
When is that? It's about to happen?
July 1st through the 7th. It'll be somewhere near Taos, New Mexico.
Yeah, that's why I was saying last year I might go, because that's only about 8 hours from where I'm at.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you of it. And I know this is a long shot, but after the gathering, me and my girlfriend were moving to Austin, and I would volunteer to work for you free of charge, brother.
Well, the problem is we don't, and I appreciate that. If you want to write articles or volunteer or spread the word like that, it's just we have a small operation, and we turn down most volunteers because I just can't handle being infiltrated. And that's who they try to put in here. I mean, and it's bad. They try to come in here and commit crimes and then say we did it. God, it's a miracle I'm not in prison already. And that's why I have to turn down all these great people. Also, I can't respond to everybody's emails. Folks are always getting mad because I don't respond to people's emails or calls. I'm overwhelmed, and I'm not whining. I'm just making that statement. Rob Dew's saying he wants volunteers. Yeah, but see, I kind of pick people myself. I go out and put a nondescript ad in, and then find people. But the problem is everybody I end up in Austin interviewing ends up already their listeners. I say we're so big. I mean, really, I've always tried to play down how big we are because I don't like the jealousy flaring up and people going nuts because it becomes destructive. But, I mean, there's no point in covering it up anymore. We're huge, folks. I mean, huge and just exponentially growing. And I'm just thanking my lucky stars every day. Leo in Mass. Leo, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking the call. Yeah, I was the that funny guy who was taken a picture of by your man with the little hat up in Lexington. Anyway, without belaboring the obvious, I think what I'm going to say is in the reign of Captain Kirk and the character that Whoopi Goldberg played, remember that?
I didn't watch a lot of Star Trek Next Generation, but I think I remember she was in the show, yeah.
Yeah, and she was the wise
woman. Wasn't she like a counselor or something?
Yeah.
A fountain of wisdom?
Could you ask your buddies who you trust to judge to listen to your show again and count the time that you spend belaboring the obvious? Now, I know you want to get the dumb downers in too, but those of us who aren't in the dumb downer crowd, which are quite a few of your listeners, would kind of appreciate it if you could just cut it a little bit so that we could get to the meat. Anyway, that's one of the issues. But the really important issue is I think that with the Burmese on, I think what you need to fill in is to have some kind of an older, wiser woman like Nancy Levant or some interesting woman to take up the time in between your show and Burmese's show. And another thing is I want to see a section on all of your sites called In Their Own Words, and so that you could challenge people to make a case, and with money involved, put some money sum up there with all the documents of these people admitting up front what they're doing. See, people don't believe it, but you put money down on the truth, and they're going to be people chasing it, and then they'll find out it's the truth. You see, this is how to get it through. I think we don't quite understand the methodology. I mean, the problem with methodology is this. I did a road test of a market test of these nice young white people who were helping at a food pantry. And I said, how many of you have heard about the Baxter flu release of live flu to 14, 18 countries, and it was caught in Czechoslovakia, and the ferrets died? Now, this is the bad part.
Well, they probably thought you were crazy for just being able to talk and say the word pharmaceutical. I mean, people think it's showing off because they have reduced the language down so much. They have brought in Ingsoc, as George Orwell talked about, where you try to talk to your neighbor and they kind of go, you're talking about global systems? You're talking about me being involved in my own destiny? My God, you're some type of radical. All I know how to do is act cool and watch football and get drunk and smoke pot. I have to be a slave. But hey, your kid's drinking poison fluoride. Can't you wake up? And they're like, no, I can't. So, I mean, you know, it is pretty sick, but go ahead.
There was one person who produces PDA and said, yeah, I read this on a Bloomberg report. And that was the bad part. You know what the horrifying part was? Like you were talking, they didn't question at all. I was totally freaked by it. It was like being in an Alfred Hitchcock horror show. You know, it was the Alfred
No,
Hitchcock.
I know. I'll say, look, here's local training videos where they're taking the Austin public school kids and training them to report on their parents openly. This is East Germany. And they go, well, their parents might be bad. And I go, yeah, but the state's always worse. You can't, anytime the state does this, we're in deep trouble. And then they're just like, why don't you like police? And I'm just like, don't you understand, idiot? And now they're going, yeah, we're going to get rid of free speech in America. And people are like, well, it was about time. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, look, they've got the public mesmerized. We got to break them out of their spell. I keep talking about solutions. It's breaking out of your spell. You know, we got rave reviews for the Obama deception. It's the bestseller we've ever had. It's having a huge effect, really funding our operation, really reaching out to people. But I did all get a minority of people saying, I knew all this. Well, the movie isn't for you. It's for people that don't know the left-right paradigm's control and they play us off against each other. It's for people that don't know all this race stuff's meant to play us off against each other. It's for people that don't know the Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg Group and CFR all run the presidents from their own admissions and quotes. And we do have it in their own words. It's for people that don't understand. And it goes through how he's going to betray you, and now he has, so the film's even bigger. Obviously, it's not for the choir. Now, we do get into a lot of detailed analysis and a lot of deep stuff here, but I also, this show is successful not because we dumb it down, but because we explain it in a historical perspective, and we simplify it and then elaborate. Simplify and then elaborate. Because this is like Chinese to the average American, or it's Greek. Driving along in their car, they're like, what's he talking about? Corrupt government? I was told that didn't exist in history. You show him that that's all that ever has existed, he's going to get concerned and wake up. Or you take those that go, I know it's bad, but I can't do anything. You teach him that they do have power and can do something. Stay with us. More calls, tons of news straight ahead, and the Seat Thing. Folks.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will continue to watch this North Korea situation with the truce of 56 years being broken and a state of war now effectively being in place. Continue to watch the destabilization of Pakistan by design. We will continue to watch all the different activities that are taking place with Israel and Iran, NATO manipulating and trying to start a war with Russia. We are in interesting times. GM says bondholder offer fails, bankruptcy looms. That's the type of news that we have here as the feds take that over with your tax money, $19.4 billion in loans, so GM can move its main principal operations to China and Brazil. And that's on record. They are moving to China and Brazil and will manufacture what the government says. Talk about power. The few GM factories or jobs that stay here will now be dictated by the federal government. I mean, this is the end, my friend, of the free republic, unless we use their attack as a way to wake people up and say no to it. But that's why they want economic implosion, is to terrorize the public into going along with them. I just want to spend 3 or 4 minutes with him. Then we got a guest popping in for 10 minutes, then more of your calls. I wanted to bring Jim Newcomer up because he hadn't been on in a few days with us. Gold has been flat at 955, 960 or so the last few days. It's been holding up, though, at that amount. And they're at the very, very tail end of some of that gold Ted got 4 weeks ago, at the 880 level. And he factors that into what he sells it. They're at the very end of some of the francs, some of the sovereigns, some of the other golds going up, but still is the best deal out there in the industry. They still have the silver at the insane price with those Franklin half dollars. I don't know about the Lakotas. I didn't ask him. Jim Newcomer, give us the Midas Resources specials of the day.
Okay, Alex, I'd be glad to. The $20 Liberty, the VF, the private gold pre-33 is at $16.27. The $10, that's the half ounce coin, is at $7.99. We do have the Lakota silver, but that price had to go up. That's at $20.50 now, or $410 a roll. People have still been calling in buying it. Silver really offers a great opportunity here. The Franklin half dollars are at $8.80, or $176 a roll.
And now to explain to people, that's basically what you buy them for. You're not going to find these anywhere near that the way silver's moved up. Still $8.80. How long till those run out? Because most of those other deals have run out.
Well, when Ted gets back, he's going to talk to him. I don't know how many he secured at that price, but we did run out of the original. We did have to go out and acquire more, and our costs went up on it fairly significantly, but we're doing our best to hold these prices down so that everybody can get involved. It's important that they do. You talked about the world events and things. This world's about to just explode here, and that's going to put a lot of pressure on the metals. But we do have the sovereigns at $278.90 and the francs at $225.90. If they're exceptional opportunities, they're not going to get any cheaper. So, folks, give us a call here at 800-686-2237. If you have any questions at all, give us a call. We have 25 brokers here, so somebody will be here to answer your questions.
Now, Jim Newcomer, what about the francs and the sovereigns? Am I correct in saying that we're at the very end of those special deals, or is that over too?
We did have to raise the price on those slightly, but Ted's over there in Europe now. He's trying to secure a supply that's going to be able to let us drop the price on it, but we won't know that until he gets back. But we did have to raise it slightly through our current supplier on it.
Yeah, because you're having to buy it. I mean, absolutely. So again, how much for the francs? How much for the sovereigns?
Okay, the sovereigns are at $278.90. That's a quarter ounce coin. The francs are at $225.90. That's a fifth ounce coin.
That's 800-686-2237. Great prices. Great prices on gold. Excellent prices. Amazing prices on silver, especially those half dollars, those silver half dollars. 800-686-2237, and you're selling those Lakotas for $3-4 under what almost everybody else that I've seen is selling them for. Yep. So 800-686-2237. Folks, I believe in precious metals, and to me, they're a hedge against inflation. They're a diversification. They're an emergency backup plan. But for people that are heavily invested in the stock market and annuities and all these things that aren't insured or even the banks, you're really, I think, irresponsible if you don't look strongly at moving part of your assets into silver and gold today. And the place to get it is Midas Resources. That's where I get my precious metals. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Jim Newcomer, thank you so much for spending time with us. Will the brokers be there until midnight tonight?
There will be people here until midnight. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Yes, sir, to you. That is the chief financial analyst there at Midas Resources. Helps Ted do a lot of his buying. Thank you, Jim Newcomer.
Have a great day.
You bet. 800-686-2237. I am Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network in association with InfoWars.com. Last caller was telling me to put more shows on. I don't want a radio or TV network, folks. I got Burmese here as my doppelganger apprentice stand-in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who've experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
Richard, Tori, Nick, I'm going to cram you guys into the final segment, but for one segment, we've got Andrew Neil, one of the directors and producers of C-Think that made the film New World Order. Now, I don't know how much I can say on air, but it's It's one of the hottest things. Well, I've been told the hottest thing they've ever had at IFC. And we've seen the numbers on that. Very exciting. I knew this would give us a lot of attention, and that's the key, breaking out, getting attention. People say, oh, well, you'll be discredited by this or that. You know, it's a subtle film. I mean, there are kooky people in the alternative media movement because we're not some centralized, monolithic mainstream media. We're a billion different flavors. And if people think that, and I go back and forth on this, but overall it's the most positive film done by mainstream media. It overall, it will be positive. Andrew and the guys were truthful with me. We said it's not a hit piece, but it's going to be objective. And now talking to them, and I remember, you know, they had folks that they could have made us look like complete lunatics because I know who's out there. I know what goes on. I mean, if they would have wanted to, they didn't do that. And I know that they tried to make, you know, other people tried to make fair films on Discovery Channel and things, and it got shelved with other filmmakers. So I know how hard it is to get something as fair as what they did on. A little stereotypical, and from my opinion, you know, they did focus on a little bit of the cliches, but some of that's for comic relief. But we do have a lot of cliches in our movement. But at least we're in the arena, we're taking action, we're engaged. And I know some folks, you know, out there have trouble dealing with that. Some people got confused by what I was saying. I'm saying Bloomberg and the New York Times and Variety and all these publications. The LA Times did a halfway hit piece. But the others came out and implied there is no Bilderberg group. There was no fire alarm pulled by security. There weren't people following us. And there were people following us. Andrew Neil, one of the filmmakers who was in the van with us, can tell you that. And then one of his partners, Davis, was in there when the big cops were coming in saying, let's attack the State Department together. And he'd go, you know, my dad's a detective in Chicago. I know cops when I see him. That's an FBI guy. And I go, yes, I know. It's like telling me that's a duck swimming along in the pond right there. Yes, I know that. But the issue, I was leading the guy along, you know, talking to him. So I get mad at the distortions by the media off of this. And then at the same time, I don't want to blame these filmmakers. I think they've had a lot of courage, and I talked to them. They're getting attacked by the left. How dare you give all these kooks this attention? They're getting attacked by a lot of people right now, but they're also getting huge amounts of attention, and so they've arrived as filmmakers. They've made a lot of other award-winning films, but this one is big. You know, it's going big in the theaters. It's going to go big internationally. It's huge on IFC, so very exciting. And I want to bring up for the next 10 minutes, because he's on a shoot right now, working today in Massachusetts, I want to bring up Andrew Neil. Hey, buddy, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of what you were saying there was really salient to, like, just discussing this film right now. I mean, you know, of course, you know, as you know, probably better than just about anyone else, it's not, you know, it's not fun to get yammered at and yelled at and criticized and that sort of thing. But basically, the most important thing, in my opinion, as a filmmaker right now, is that this film is doing really well and that, you know, this in one month of IFC VOD, it has broken all of their records for documentaries on IFC VOD, and that's 1 month, okay? So that means many, many people are tuning in to watch this film, you know? It's not easy to get attacked sometimes. You know, we're getting it from, we've got, you know, sometimes it feels like a rock in a hard place, you know? We've got the left saying, how dare, you know, you give these people a soapbox and let them say this kind of stuff. You know, I've got the right basically saying the same kind, you know, sorry.
Andrew, family audience.
Oh, sorry, saying the same kind of stuff. And you know, it gets me pretty angry. You know, we tried to make something objective here, you know, and basically what we feel like is we're getting pinched between everybody and I think that's kind of gotten on our nerves. I mean, I even got Ron Paul supporters saying this is a hit piece because it connects Ron Paul to 9/11. I mean, everyone, there's so many different agendas out.
Yeah, well, let's get this clear. Most, America's very mentally ill right now, and there's always problems in society, but we're a very sick society. And just like Mexico or other countries that can't get it together, when I talk to people from Mexico, they say nobody wants anybody to do well. It's a culture of corruption. So anytime, I mean, if you were to find a gold nugget at the Grand Canyon, some old lady'd come up and say you were a child molester. You know, they don't like anybody having success, period. You ever gone crab fishing? You got five or six crabs in the bucket. They could team up and climb out together. But if any one tries to get out, the other crab comes over and grabs them. And the American system was always the opposite of that. Now we become like every other backwards, decadent, sickening. It's a nation of spectators that have no respect for themselves. And so they're going to hate anyone who's an achiever. But the good news is it's the record IFC film. The ratings have come in. Huge for last night. All-time record for the people that are watching it on demand. And it's huge. And, you know, they're going to want to do a big series with you guys now.
Basically, for all the stuff, you know.
You're a winner. Listen, they don't like the guy in pole position. So Andrew, you need to learn to enjoy it. Enjoy the jealousy. When somebody's jealous of me, I just get them on and go, you're right, you're so smart, I'm bad, you're the genius. And then everybody sees how arrogant they look. That's the secret. You know, you're doing it for the right reason. You tried to make a fair film. I think you went with a few cliches, but you could have gone even worse. So again, feel good about your big victory.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the one thing that you brought up that I really agree with, Alex. You know, like, I'm not going to get into the list of the kind of stuff that we ran into when we were making this film. I mean, you know, just, you can.
You told
you
me
imagine.
Some of the footage you've got. It's absolutely. And see, the people are so arrogant, they don't know what making fun of the Patriot movement behind their backs looks like. They don't know what in arrogance looks like on film. They don't know what a favor you did them not showing it.
Yeah, and I have a few people, you know, that we film with that just blatantly are talking about the amount of time that we spent with them and stuff like that, and that's it's unprofessional, childish. You know, the fact of the matter is when you shoot with people who have big egos, you know, and God complex, you know, sometimes they act like babies when they don't get put in the piece, you know, and you know, and that's just kind of slimy and low behavior and. No, I just think it's unprofessional and kind of silly.
Andrew, the issue is everybody's great, everybody's friends. We just need to realize that we're almost having nuclear war right now with North Korea. They've declared war. They've gotten rid of the armistice. So the state of war after 56 years is back in place. Israel's talking about hitting Iran. Iran has sent battleships out to confront the U.S. fleet hundreds of miles away from their waters. That's Reuters. NATO is encircling Russia. Russia's threatening back. Russia's saying they're worried about nuclear war. China's on high alert. Japan's threatening to attack people. And the decadent American public and Europeans are just descending into total lunacy, with one group denying there's a new world order and other people running around crazy. And you said you had groups and people you didn't put in the film who said that I was mind-controlling people with chips in their heads.
I've got people saying that you are controlling my mind with a mind-control machine, okay? and they're saying that this is a propaganda. This is from the other side, right? The other side is...
So it's like, hold on. I'm Count Dracula, and like I'm saying, come here, Von Helsing, come here, and it's acting. You're like, oh, you are strong will for one that has only lived one life.
I was talking to your producer.
Flip my cover. Hey, blah blah. Sorry, go ahead.
I was talking to your producer before we got on the show, and actually, you know, and I'm a little worked up about everything. It's just, and there's, you know, too many statements of, like, you know, too many opinions. But what he pointed out, and I think he's basically right, you know, is if you make something that gets people this riled up, then you've made something interesting. And in the end, you know, that is what Luke and I were trying to do, was trying to make something interesting, something objective, you know, and you're allowed to have your qualms with it about the cliches, and people are allowed to criticize. And that's the other thing I want to say. You know, people are allowed to say they hate it. You know, that's it. That's freedom of speech. You're allowed to say that.
But Andrew, let me stop you. I want to be clear, and I'm going to let you make your points. I have complex emotions about it. I understand it's like cliches, but because those really are our cliches, I know you were being kind with the stuff you didn't put in it. Now that you've told me what you've got, my God, is it unbelievable. So in a way, I understand, but see, this is the deal. We're not cloistered, you know, monolithic mainstream media. So of course, if you wanted to go out and pick a bunch of buffoons to represent us, you could have done that. And I don't think you did that to a great extent. You did it to somewhat of, you know, an extent. So I'm not blaming you. The issue is we're on the verge of World War III. So what does it even matter?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you know, God, you know, I mean, excuse me. I don't have a firing problem today. You know, that's the thing. Like, I think people tend to kind of lose perspective about stuff, you know, And what's so amazing to me is when we set out to make a fair film, we make a film that's really, for all intents and purposes, a verite documentary. Really, I mean, when it comes down to it, that's a behind-the-scenes movie about what it's like to hang out with the activist journalists in your movement. And what's amazing is that people are so stirred up, you know, both in the positive and the negative. And actually, I want to accentuate the positive, too, because actually the film is a total victory right now because of the number of people who are tuning in. IFC's behind it. IFC's excited about it. And people are watching it, and that's the important thing. And actually, for all the weird wacko email stuff, phone calls that we've had people coming up to us and saying, you know what, we read that review or this review, that was a great film, we really enjoyed it. And these are people who don't necessarily agree with everything that you or other people in the film have to say. You know, they're like, I passed those people off before as wackos, and I understand them now more as human beings. And I think that's an important thing, you know. I think that humanity in general would do better to understand why and how people came to believe what they believe, why they believe what they believe. And
well, look, in this media universe with 10 million different frequencies of information and different ideas and different variants and niches, to have a big avant-garde film with top ratings on cable and going to have a huge theatrical release now and huge ratings, that is a positive thing. And overall, as the LA Times said, it shows myself and others as charming. And what's going to happen is people are then going to see the film. They're going to go find out about who we really are. Not saying you distorted it too bad. The point is you have to distort something in 90 minutes because there's so much info. You have to cram it down. And so the very nature of cutting something distorts it from its true continuum. So they're going to find the radio show. They're going to find Infowars.com. They're going to find PrisonPlanet.com. And this is a positive thing. I learned that with real hit pieces, certified hit pieces, like the History Channel thing. That was so over the top one-sided. The mainstream media has so little credibility that actually got us so many new people to wake up. So this is a positive victory, and it's a victory for you. And I happen to know that you guys are struggling filmmakers that have made a few hit films, but have maxed out your credit cards and, you know, literally on the edge of, financial oblivion, and that you barely might even get your money back on this sucker, you know, 3 years in the making. And so hold on. People are jealous. They think because somebody's got a hit, you know, one-time TV film that they're rich. They're not. I hope you guys do become wealthy so you can make more films, but that's not what happened. Again, it's a very, very sick culture. So Andrew, you're just having a lot of success now, so just get used to it.
Well, you know, and the one thing you pointed out there that I think is important is, you know, I'm not saying it's a perfect movie, okay? In fact, in my opinion, most really great films have these little flaws that make them what they are and make them unique, you know? It's an impression. It's just a fleeting 1.5 hours of time, and you can only show so much. And we chose what we chose because we felt it painted an accurate impression of the people we met, you know? And, of course, there's all kinds of stuff that didn't make it in there, and we tried to be moral and fair and good to the people that we chose to show in the film. And really, I think for most people that see this movie, you know, they agree with that. And they see human beings here, not two-dimensional cardboard, cutouts. And that's a good thing. That's what we set out to do. And I basically hope that, in a way, like, despite, you know, me just kind of being a baby about, you know, a lot of controversy, I hope that people just continue arguing and talking and thinking and looking at this movie and hopefully, you know, a dialogue will continue and people will talk about it. That's why I make films. You know what I mean? That's why I make them. And so I hope that continues, you know?
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, in a few weeks, I want to get you and a couple other filmmakers here on the show and the aftermath of all this. The point is, most films on cable or IFC aren't in every major newspaper and in the front page of Variety. They know this film's important. That's why they're attacking your film, trying to give it bad reviews. You've also gotten a lot of good reviews from the actual big film sites and the LA Times. And so you've made a big splash here, and that's hard to do in this huge universe of movies and films and productions. And so I'm just blessed that I was included in it. And so you called me up this morning pretty upset about what everybody's saying to you and doing. That's what they do, because they have no soul. All they have is the acts they put on, and they're full of a bunch of hot air, and that's why they hate you, is because you've got a soul and they don't have one. So they're a bunch of zombie ring wraiths. You take care, buddy. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Alex, thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. We'll see you. I say have a good weekend, because I was about to take off a day or two with my kids. I don't know if I will now with this Korea situation. I'm going to come back, take a few final calls, but first I want to tell you about sponsors that make this show possible. One of them is New Silver Solution. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from resistant strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? I want you to go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and visit their link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new take on silver compound. The New Silver Solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically proven to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. It is a new technology and has proven to be a formidable weapon against the bio threats of today and tomorrow. The New Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. New Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. See the amazing line of products they have available. The New Silver Solution is patented and has been extensively tested to prove an effectiveness and is a non-toxic to both humans and animals. Click on the link at InfoWars.com to New Silver Solution, or go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is PepperSpray.com. This is the place for your non-lethal self-defense products, the best prices on tasers, stun guns, pepper spray, mace, huge line of products, free shipping on orders above $99. Give them a call, 1-800-908-9988, 1-800-908-9988, PepperSpray.com. Don't think you won't need it. I was talking to Andrew, who's up in New York, where he can't have a gun to defend himself. And I said, why don't you get a taser, buddy? Why don't you call PepperSpray.com? PepperSpray.com or 800-908-9988, 1-800-908-9988. We'll be right back with a few final phone calls. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year with whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job. unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Freedom, folks, just another word for nothing left to lose. And when you get that attitude that you're not backing down from tyranny, you are truly free. Okay, let's jam in a few calls here. Who's up next? Richard in Colorado, then Tori and Nick. I want to at least cram those three in. Richard, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. And, you know, you're going to make a lousy cult leader. You keep telling people to think for themselves, and it's just not going to work, Alex. You gotta stop telling people to think for themselves, because they keep doing that and they keep finding out their own truth in life, you know. And I just want to say that you remind me of Sun Tzu, I believe his name was, that wrote The Art of War and Superman. Because
folks, look. Actually, that stuff tortures me. Some people get all puffed up and everything. I've been doing this for 14 years, so I'm good at it. I'm also bad at it. I got a lot of problems, but look, I am good at getting people motivated to take action. But they already innately all had that in them.
But you fight for truth, justice, and the American way, and you use the enemy's weapons against them. You strike where they are weak, and you are strong. You are using their, all right, you aren't that guy, but you're using their techniques and their battle. And I appreciate that, Alex. You've got to keep doing that. I want to remind people, be a fully informed juror. Go to FIJA.org.
That's a big part of the solution. That's why they're trying to create their own little special courts to try their police and stuff now, just like King George III did. Yeah, so the fully informed jury is another way to take our power back.
Exactly. My son, in fact, stopped the police from using their illegal Gestapo tactics on a member of our citizenry here in Denver by standing up on a jury and saying, hold on a second. It's their job to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. And did they trod on this man's constitutional rights in the pursuit of their...
And you know why corrupt police hate the word Gestapo? That reminds people that in history, police are dangerous. That police have got to be controlled, just like everything else does. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you and talk to you for hours, but I got to get everybody in here. Tori in Idaho, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I actually am a younger guy, 21 years old, and I've grown up playing video games my entire life. And I woke up about a year ago, and in retrospect, a lot of the games that I played were promoting world government and the military and stuff like that. But I actually played a video game just recently called Metal Gear Solid 4, and it actually had a lot of parallels with our current reality. It's about an alternate reality where there's a world government that's controlled by AIs, and those AIs have control over nanomachines that are in every single soldier and every single person, and so that the nanomachines can control all the soldiers and decide whether or not they can fire their guns and so on and so forth.
What's the name of this game?
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, yeah, Metal Gear Solid. I get a lot of emails about that.
Yeah, and it was kind of strange because it wasn't necessarily predictive programming, but it was, because it was kind of exposing the fact that there's a shadow government and elections are controlled.
But it's also conditioning it, so when you go, oh, Bilderberg Group, and they go, oh, I saw that in a movie, or oh, I saw that in a video game, you know, that's the only problem. Look, I'm out of time. I promise to go to the other caller. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk about it. Let's talk to Nick in New York. Take us out of here, Nick. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I'm just calling, you know, because I respect everything you do, and I believe, you know, everything that's going on, because a lot of people are evil. And I try to inform my family and friends and like Andrew said, they trying to say that I'm being brainwashed. But I told them when.
Well, that's because they're scared of the truth and they're cowering. But in the end, they're going to thank you. They're the ones that are brainwashed. What else are they doing?
They're just telling me, you know, making fun. I'm telling them when everything hits the fan.
Look, keep it up. Keep being right. God bless you. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com with the Korea info.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.